hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexmer Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Do you have a wet basement? You've got a problem.
Not only are you inviting toxic mold, a flooded foundation can raise serious structural issues.
But here's the good news. Jackhammers and backhoes and other drastic measures are probably not in your future if you read our tips for sealing your basement. Hit MoneyPit.com, click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home. I'm calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete and Home Advisor. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are so glad to be here to help you with your home improvement projects today. What are you working on? What are you working on this weekend? What do you got planned for the days ahead? You got a project you want to get done? Well, let's start right now. Give us a call at 1-888-MONEYPIT. We'd love to walk you through what has to happen, give you some tips, some ideas, save some money, save some time, and get it done right. This is episode 2014 of the Money Pit, and we're so glad to be with you today. Coming up on today's program, you know, creating a beautiful living space outside doesn't require a wall or a ceiling, but it does require a beautiful floor. We're talking about patios. We'll have tips on how to create the perfect one for your space.
And now that we're knee-deep into the air conditioning season, we're also knee-deep in high electric bills. We've got five low-cost and no-cost improvements that you can make to cut costs without giving up comfort.
That's the key. Can we save money without giving up the cool? Plus, do you know the easiest door to break into for any house? Well, it is usually the garage door, the biggest door, of course. We're going to tell you why and share a surprisingly simple step that you can take to secure that entry.
But first, we want to hear from you. What are you working on? What are you thinking about working on? What have you started and maybe need some help with? Whatever it is, we're here to lend a hand. So give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT or post your question to moneypit.com.
888-666-3974. Let's get started. Leslie, who's first?
Mary in Virginia, welcome to the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I'm looking to purchase a home that has a slab foundation. And when I went in, I kind of smelled a musty, mildewy odor. And I'm just wondering, like, how would you know that water is coming up from the ground and saturating that slab? And how do you protect a home that has just that's built just on a slab? There's nothing under for water to drain under or anything.
Was this a home that was vacant, or did it have a family living in it?
It has been vacant for a while.
That makes sense, because when you don't run the HVAC system as frequently as you would if it was occupied, sometimes you're going to get high humidity inside the homes. But because it's a slab, doesn't make it any more or less susceptible to water infiltration. But, of course, because it's above grade, you don't get floods. What you do get is the power of the concrete basically drawing water up from the ground. It's called capillarity, and then letting it evaporate into the air. The correction for that is the same thing you would do even if you did have a basement, which is to improve your drainage on the outside, extend the downspouts, the gutters, improve the soil slope so that water is sort of shunted away from the foundation perimeter. But I think that once you move into the house and use the HVAC system, you're going to find that that moisture is not nearly as detectable as it is right now. And if it does become more detectable, you could always add a dehumidifier.
Okay, so it's that smell I'm getting is not coming from the carpeting that's on top of the slab, laying on top of the slab.
Ooh, carpet on top of slab? That's a bad thing.
Well, I mean, I don't know what's under the carpet, and I'm assuming that there's some kind of subfloor there, but... Yeah, I mean, it's wall-to-wall carpeting, and I know underneath it is basically a slab.
Yeah, we don't like carpet on concrete for a whole bunch of reasons, so I would be recommending that you find another type of flooring for that, because when you put carpet, which is, you know, largely an organic material, against those damp, moist concrete slabs, bad things happen. You get mold and mildew growth. You get allergens that form. You're going to get dust mites, things like that. So we really don't like carpet on concrete slabs. If you can choose a different type of flooring, if you're going to do some remodeling, that would really help out a lot.
Okay, thank you so much.
Now we're heading on over to Michigan, where Roger's got a door problem. Tell us what's going on at your money pit.
Yeah, I have a mid-70s ranch-style house. It has all maple doors on the interior, and we're just putting paint on here for the first time. It's been white all along, and I'm putting color into it, and these doors just don't look right. And I wondered what kind of alternative I have to making them look different besides swapping them out for six panels or whatever, and... You know, exchanging it all out, but I don't want to go to that expense.
Okay, so the doors are wood doors, and have they ever been painted before, or are they finished clear?
No, they're finished with maple, for their maple, you know, pressed doors or whatever, or I don't know what they called them back then. But.
And so you say they don't look right against the painted walls, is that your concern?
Oh, they might to somebody, but I'm doing the trim in bright white, and... It just doesn't look right with the colors on the walls and everything.
Typically, you would not do the trim. The trim would be natural as well.
Well, it would have been, yeah. But that's not how the house was originated. That would be a way to do is change out the trim, but that's not.
Well, that's a lot less work than changing out the doors. And you would have a lot of options if you were to change out the trim. So it may not look right to you because you have painted trim and you have a clear finished door. But if the trim is really the missing perimeter to this that's going to frame it all in there nicely, why don't you do this? Why don't you go pick up a couple of pieces of trim and lightly tack them around the door without even taking off the old stuff? Just kind of stick it up there, step back, take a look at it, and see if it starts to make more sense to you visually.
That's a good idea.
All right, take small steps that way. And the other thing to keep in mind when you're doing a project like this, Gene, is just remember, once you paint, it's going to look different. So that's going to take a certain amount of getting used to.
You're right about that also.
All right, so I would go out and pick up some trim, tack it up there, see how it looks. Maybe try a complementary color. You know, you could do a two-tone, something like that, and see if that does the trick for you, okay?
That's a good idea.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
We're here to lend a hand with all of your home improvement situations, whether they're good or bad, or started or finished. Whatever it's going on at your Money Pit, we can lend a hand. The Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor, where it's easy to find top local home improvement pros for any home project. Download the Home Advisor app to read reviews and instantly book your pro, or visit homeadvisor.com.
And just ahead, while most patios are made of concrete, stepping up the stone can add a timeless look. We'll tell you how when the Money Pit continues.
Got a home improvement question, but no time to call the show? We want to help. Just visit the Money Pit's new community section at moneypit.com/community. You can post your question and get answers directly from Tom Leslie and their talented team of home improvers. Plus, if you spot a question you can help with, you can dive in and post an answer for your fellow DIYers. For over a decade, the Money Pit team has answered questions for home improvers just like you. Search for an answer or post your question today at moneypit.com/community. You'll be glad you did.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing, just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Have you ever noticed home projects tend to creep up on you? When that happens, HomeAdvisor can find local pros to help you get the job done right. With the HomeAdvisor app, you can get matched with the best home pros for your projects. You can even book and pay for over 100 everyday home projects with just a few taps. Plus, you can see the tasks trending in your neighborhood. Whether you need a last-minute fix or an exciting new upgrade, HomeAdvisor is standing by, ready to do everything to fix your everything. Download the HomeAdvisor app to get started today. If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867. 800-917-3867.
Money Pit is presented by Rumblestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. You know, you can listen to the Money Pit at your convenience if you subscribe to the Money Pit podcast. It's available on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and pretty much wherever you download your pods. And Chartable has ranked the Money Pit Apple's number one best home and garden podcast of all time. So we've got the time to help you with your project. Call us now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Now we've got Johanna from Michigan who wants to get out and enjoy the deck. How can we help you with that project?
Hey, we're getting ready to put a deck in the back of our house. It's going to be about 20 by 20. And we're looking at the composite products. And in doing some research, I have come across some hair-raising images of black mold, chipping, cracking, crumbling, and so on. And I would just like to get your opinion on the composite decking and if it truly holds up the way it says it does or if there are things we need to look out for.
I think it absolutely does hold up. Originally, the very first composite products that were out there had wood fiber in them as well as the plastics, and the wood fiber would tend to grow sometimes algae and things like that, and people didn't like that. I think it's a perception issue. If you think that there's zero maintenance, I'm never going to have to do anything at all, you're not going to find any product like that, because even though it's composite, it's going to get dirty. It may grow a bit of algae and need to be cleaned once in a while, but realistically, I think it's going to stand up a lot better than pressure treated. Now, just give you an example. My son recently completed his Eagle Scout project about a year ago. And his project was to build a 30-foot bridge across the stream. And we chose for that project composite decking. This is going to be in a park. It's going to get lots and lots and lots of foot traffic. That's sped up now for a year, and it still looks as good as the day we put it down. So I think composite's a good choice. Stick with the name brand. You know, stick with Trex, for example. Good product. Good history. And I think it's going to cut down on the maintenance overall. And it's going to look terrific at the same time. You won't have to paint it and stain it and all that. Now, you realize that you do the framing of this is all done through standard pressure treated, right?
Right, right. And we will have benches and stuff built in, and we're going to use, I think, cedar for that.
Okay. Well, I mean, you can use composite for the built-in benches, too. I mean, anything that's going to be exposed like that, there's no reason not to use the composite.
And it's a very sunny area, so...
Yeah, if you have a lot of sun, you really won't have a lot of problems with mildew and algae growth, because the sun is a very natural mildewcide. It's usually the real shady decks that have the issues.
Yeah, maybe there was a bad run at that time.
And you know what? The composite has changed in the last 5 years, too.
Okay, well, good. Thank you very much.
All right, Johanna, good luck with that project, and let us know when the party is, okay?
Hey, it's next Friday.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, a concrete patio is perfectly functional, but if it's worn and dragging down your outdoor living space design, you can give it a facelift. First of all, if that slab is in good shape, a great option is a wooden deck tile made of ipé, and that's a Brazilian wood that's very hard, so it's really great for outdoor use, plus it looks really fantastic. Now, you can get these tiles with a plastic grid system on the bottom, and that's not only going to hold the plastic panels together, but it raises up the actual wood off of the concrete so that air and water can go right through it, and you're not going to get any rot or mildew underneath. Now, this kind of tile also has male and female attachments on it, so you just line them up, snap them into the right place. There's even an edge piece that sort of finishes off the entire look. It's easy to work with, and it's really stunning looking.
Now, brick pavers are another great idea. You've got a lot of choices for shapes and colors when it comes to those pavers, and you can assemble them right on top of the patio. They'll all fit together so you won't see the concrete anymore. A little trick of the trade, though, is to take the outside edge of those brick pavers, however you assemble the border. You can glue the border down using a construction adhesive to the old concrete. That'll help hold everything in nice and tight, just like a puzzle. And you won't have to also worry about any movement in the brick pavers because you've got that solid hunk of concrete underneath.
Now, painting or staining is another way to give it a new look, but it's going to be more work and more time intensive than the first two options. Now, to paint concrete, you've got to wash all of the dirt and debris off. You have to fill any cracks if they're there. You need to let that dry out really well, then prime the concrete, and then paint the concrete. And you have to make sure you have the correct paint for the surface. You want to make sure it's going to stand up and really do a good job of adhering, so it's the right product for the right application. Now, you can also, if you want to get a little bit more creative, you can use some tape and create a tile pattern. You can paint a rug on the surface. There's so much that you can do to give it a lot of personality, but it's more elbow grease, lots of creativity. But for the right DIYer, it's an excellent project.
Now, if you actually don't mind your concrete patio so much, but maybe it's seen better days, there's a product out, pretty new, from Quikrete that is incredible. It's called Recap. It's a concrete resurfacer, and I've used it myself on some projects, and it adheres really, really well to the old concrete. It's super strong, and it looks great. It's kind of like giving the concrete an entire new surface.
Rick in New Jersey, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
When our house was built, in place of the usual wooden boards that are used to trim around the edges of the roofs and around the bottom of the house, they use a plastic composite type material.
Okay.
And it's used in place of wood, and it, you know, maintenance free, lasts forever, that kind of stuff. With the exception that any place this wood is, this composite material is cut, it becomes kind of a haven for mold and mildew. And you get green growth there, and you spend a lot of time and effort continually pressure washing to clean it out. So what I'm looking for is some means of sealing. Is there some way of sealing this to prevent this mold growth on what is otherwise a maintenance-free material?
Well, if it's composite, it may be a product called AZEK, A-Z-E-K, and that's paintable. And so you could, you know, paint those areas, and that might tend to seal it in a bit more. Because I think what you're saying is that the cut areas are probably more absorbent than the surface areas, and so you're getting a little more moisture. Maybe it's a trap. There's a little rougher surface there. It might be a trap for dirt that feeds mildew or algae and that sort of thing. So what comes to mind right away is that you simply could paint it. But, of course, you know what comes after paint, repaint.
Exactly. It takes away the maintenance-free aspect of it. But is
exactly.
There a type of paint that would be more conducive or last longer, like an epoxy-type paint or something like that?
Not for surface like that. No, you would just use an exterior paint, and you would probably prime it first.
So it wouldn't be latex. It would be an enamel?
No, you would use a 100% acrylic latex paint. That's what AZEK recommends be used. And, you know, you also might want to take a look at Sherwin-Williams for the paint manufacturer? Because I know that they have paints that are specifically made for vinyl or PVC products, which is what that product is. AZEK is simply an extruded cellular PVC.
Not everybody does this, but some contractors tend to skip the step of filling holes when it comes to a composite trimming. You know, they're like, I can't see it, it's okay. But this could give you the opportunity, if you're going to paint the trim as well, to go ahead and fill any nail holes. And, you know, that'll really give it almost a more natural wood look, you know, the brush strokes. It could be a good thing.
Okay. Thank you very much. That's a great idea.
Naomi in Pennsylvania, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
What I have is my backyard. Over the past several years, we've taken down a couple of major trees. They've died. And now whenever it rains, pretty much I have standing water for a long period of time, and it's really nasty. Okay. So I've been looking online for ideas. I've gone to garden centers looking for plants that do well in standing water. And in the Northeast, we don't have a long growing season, so a lot of the plants that I'm looking up don't seem to be doing well. So other ideas my husband and I have kicked around are putting a floating deck, I see, that you can build out
floating
there.
Floating deck? Well, that's called a raft. Yeah, I don't think you have to become Tom Sawyer here, Naomi, okay, and build a raft down the river.
My husband's idea was to put stone all over.
How about this idea? How about if we drain the backyard of water? You like that idea?
Well, how do you go about doing that? We're not sure.
So, first of all, it sounds like the backyard is sloped in such a way that the water runs into it but doesn't run out of it. Is that fair to say?
Pretty fair to say. My neighbor's yard is slightly higher.
And then is there an area below your house that's slightly lower than the backyard?
After we bought the house, we found out it was built on a swamp, so everybody has drainage problems.
I'm pretty sure that you're not looking at the water table there. You're looking at some water that's staying around. So here's the solution. It's called a curtain drain. And what a curtain drain is a trench that you construct from the part where the water is ponding to somewhere lower than that in the elevation. Now, the curtain drain is a trench that's about 12 inches wide and 12 inches deep. You put in a couple of inches of stone, then you put in a perforated PVC pipe. And then you put more stone and some filter cloth, and you cover it with soil so it's completely invisible when it's done. But here's what happens. As the water runs down to that area where it's ponding now, it falls into the trench, it comes up into the pipe, and then it runs down through the pipe and discharges at a lower area of your property. So you're essentially collecting the water, shooting it around the house, and then discharging it somewhere at a lower elevation.
Does this require a backhoe, or is this something that we can do with shovel?
No, you can do it. You can do it with a shovel. And you don't need much pitch either. You need about a quarter inch a foot per foot on the pipe. So just as long as you get a nice clean trench dug, you get the stone in there, you get the perforated pipe in there, it'll work very well. And it'll drain that yard whenever it fills up.
And I look for the wettest part of the yard to start it in, and then I go to a... You said a quarter of an inch per foot?
Foot, yeah. And you want to bring it down to someplace lower on the yard where you can discharge it. And the best thing to do is to discharge it to daylight. In other words, have the pipe actually pop out somewhere so the water can run out.
Okay, great. Terrific. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Naomi. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
The Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Whether it's a repair or a major remodel, Home Advisor can help match you with the right local pro for your project in seconds. Just download the Home Advisor app. Home Advisor, they'll do everything to fix your everything.
And now that we are knee-deep in the AC season, we're also knee-deep in high electric bills. We're going to share 5 low-cost to no-cost improvements you can make to cut those costs without giving up comfort when the Money Pit returns.
Money Pit.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com. Home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's MoneyFit tip of the day.
Fit is presented by Home Advisor. Need new flooring in your kitchen or bathroom? Home Advisor will instantly match you with the right local pro for the job for free. Read reviews and instantly book. Just go to homeadvisor.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
You know, sometimes I am inspired by the idea of upcycling, Leslie, when I see something that is old and worn and dirty and gross and I make something pretty out of it. I did that this weekend. We had a whole bunch of tomato steaks that I had cut up for last year's crop, which was quite impressive. I don't know if we're going to be able to have the same one this year. But I had them all wrapped up and they were half covered in dirt. But the wood was like about, maybe about 3/8 of an inch by 1 inch by about 3 feet long, and I'm thinking, you know, this would make a really handsome lattice. And so we had rose bushes that were growing very well and kind of getting out of hand and blocking off some gates, and I just built lattice out of it, and that was a Saturday project. And sometimes you get inspired by what you find, and you get ideas on what you can do with it, and I find that those are sometimes the most satisfying.
It's always a fun project when you could reuse something, and then it looks really good and completely different. All right, now we've got Phyllis from the Jersey Shore calling in. What can we do for you today?
I am looking to purchase a home. And the problem is I'm looking in a very specific area because I don't want to leave the current school district the children are in. And all the homes around here were built in the 60s. So my first question is, what should I look for in that era of home construction that might be a red flag? And also, the way the homes are all built, the bottom floor has radiant floor heat and upstairs is hot water baseboard. And I can't imagine that 50-year-old pipes are not going to go at some point. And I'm wondering, how do I make sure they're okay, or, you know, look for signs that they're getting weak.
So you're basically looking for the good, the bad, and the ugly of 1960s construction.
Correct.
And, you know, the story is that it's actually a pretty good time for home construction. You had copper plumbing. You had decent wiring. Sometimes the services were a little small, but, you know, if the homes are mostly natural gas, you really don't need more than about 100 amps to power pretty much everything, including central air conditioning. And you got hardwood floors. Very frequently, you had hardwood floors in 1960 houses, and it's interesting because they put the hardwood floors in, and they very promptly cover them with wall-to-wall carpet.
With shag carpeting.
Or shag, yeah. That's right, which actually protects them, you know, very nicely and didn't allow them to wear. So it's a pretty good year for home construction. Now, because it's a, you know, 50-year-old house, you're obviously going to have, you know, how old is the furnace, how old is the water heater, stuff like that to consider. What's the general maintenance been? But in terms of an era of home construction, I think it's a really strong era. Now, if you'd asked me about the 80s, I would tell you, not so much. Those houses were put together pretty fast and not always in the best possible way. But the 60s is a pretty good year for construction.
Oh, good, because I'm moving up. I live in an 80s house now.
Oh, there you go. So you're going to get better. In terms of that radiant heat, that's probably the one weak link that home has. But the thing is, you can't really determine like how far along it is and whether or not it's going to break. It probably will eventually fail. And when that happens, you're going to be faced with a pretty costly repair. You'll have to put in some sort of alternative heat system because it's virtually impossible to repair those pipes in the slab. So the first floor of your house, you'll either be running new baseboard pipes or you'll be running electric radiant or you'll be adding an air to water heat exchanger so that you can take hot water from the boiler, run it through a heat exchanger and blow air over it through your HVAC system, the same one used to cool the house. But I wouldn't obsess about that. I mean, it's probably going to happen eventually, but it may not even happen in the time that you own this next house. So if you like the neighborhood, 1960s is a pretty good era for home construction.
Great. That's great news. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, now that we're knee-deep into the air conditioning season, we're also knee-deep in those high electric bills. Well, we've got 5 low-cost and no-cost improvements that you can make to cut those costs without giving up your comfort.
That's right. So let's start with a really simple one. Shade the air conditioning compressor, people. Ample shade for that outdoor compressor will help it work more efficiently. Just make sure that there's plenty of space around it because you need to have at least 1 foot away on all sides of that unit for it to work and work well.
Now, you also want to make sure you seal your air conditioning ductwork. About 20% of the cool air that your system generates can leak out through poorly sealed and insulated ductwork. So take the time now to eliminate those escape routes. You can use duct sealant like a mastic, or a metal back tape. Never use duct tape as it doesn't really have the required staying power. And you want to seal up all of the seams and then connections and then follow with an insulation wrap.
Now, here's a really simple one. Change the HVAC filters regularly. You know, in the 20 years I spent as a home inspector, sometimes I would open up a furnace or an air conditioner and look inside, and the thing would be absolutely caked with dirt from top to bottom, except it would have a brand new filter. That's not the only time you change your filter when the inspector's coming, okay? If you change it on a regular basis, your system will be more efficient because a dirty filter makes it work harder, it slows down the airflow, it also wastes energy, and it threatens components with dirt and dust buildup. But believe me, they're also much less expensive to replace than those compressors themselves, because if you let that evaporator coil inside the air handler get caked up and the air can't get through it, it's going to fail that outside compressor. You're going to be looking at least a $2,000 repair. So change the filter.
More than once a year. All right, here's an easy one that you guys can do, and it's keeping your storm windows closed and the shades down. The same air that leaks in during cold weather is going to leak in during the summer, and that's going to drive up your cooling costs. So keep your storm windows closed in rooms with window air conditioning units. That's going to give you some extra cooling comfort and efficiency. Plus, keep those rooms cool by closing shades and blinds during the sun-filled hours of the day.
Finally, let's talk about those ceiling fans. If you've got one, make sure they're spinning in the right direction, because the direction will change from winter to summer. They have reversible motors. There's a little switch on the side of it, and make sure you set it so that it pulls the cold air up off the floor. It doesn't push that hot air back down from the ceiling. You want it to sort of suck the air up into the fan, and then it will be working properly, and you will be much more comfortable as a result. We'd love to help you get comfortable with whatever project you'd like to get done. So call us now with your question at 888 Money Pit, or post it to the Money Pit's Facebook page at facebook.com/themoneypit.
What are you working on this summer weekend? Whatever it is, the Money Pit is here to lend a hand. The Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. With Home Advisor, you can see clear upfront pricing, book and pay for over 100 everyday projects like unclogging a drain, replacing a window, or mowing the lawn. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started. Home Advisor, they'll do everything to fix your everything.
And just ahead, you know the easiest door to break into for any house? Well, it's the garage door. We're going to tell you why and share some surprisingly simple steps you can take to secure your entry after this.
You live in a Money Pit.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. Great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Have you ever noticed home projects tend to creep up on you? When that happens, Home Advisor can find local pros to help you get the job done right. With the Home Advisor app, you can get matched with the best pros for your projects. You can even book and pay for over 100 everyday home projects with just a few taps. Plus, see the tasks trending in your neighborhood. Whether you need a last-minute fix or an exciting new upgrade, Home Advisor is standing by, ready to do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app to get started today. Bamboo and woven woods are the hottest trend in window coverings and a great way to give your home added style. There are lots of varieties of wood, textures, and tones to choose.
Yep, and the natural materials really do look great. Just make sure you consider size and space requirements for the product you are considering. SelectBlinds.com makes it easy. Just visit SelectBlinds.com, see how to measure your windows, then browse the many choices of colors, styles, and patterns, and then order as many as 15 free samples.
I love that they send you so many great samples. It makes it so much easier knowing that it's going to look perfect when you order. Your custom-crafted blinds are then shipped directly to your home for easy installation.
And you can save at least 40% with daily deals and discounts, plus always free shipping and delivery on everything. If you can hang a picture, you can put up your own blinds quickly and easily with SelectBlinds.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, Do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Fit is presented by Home Advisor. Find out what it costs to do your home project before you hire a pro and instantly book one of Home Advisor's pros for free. Just go to homeadvisor.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Pick up the phone. Give us a call right now with your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Hey, do you want to take the Money Pit with you wherever you go? Then download the Money Pit podcast. You can subscribe to it. Chartable has ranked the Money Pit podcast Apple's number one best home and garden podcast of all time. You can check it out on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, Google Podcast, iHeart, TuneIn. Wherever you consume your pods, you can find the Money Pit podcast. Download it today, and we're with you with every step of your project.
Plus, you can always call us with your home improvement question at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, did you know the easiest door to break into for any house is your garage door? It is true. And we've got a tip to help you avoid becoming a victim by tightening that space up and making it more secure.
Yeah, if you'd like to protect your home from intruders, it's important to identify those vulnerable areas of your house, like hiding spots that you might have if you've got some tall bushes or trees, as well as any easy points of entry. And this is super important if you're going out of town. For example, the garage door might be easier to open than you think, but you can secure it by simply installing a bolt through one of the extra holes in the garage door tracks. Now, with that bolt in place, the door won't be able to roll upward, and that door is going to be way more secure.
Now, for everyday use, you could integrate a smart garage door controller. So that's a great way now to keep tabs on whether the door is opened or closed. If you've ever driven away from your house and thought maybe in the back of your head you left your garage door open, or maybe it turned out you did, these controllers will alert you when that happens and give you the opportunity to close the door remotely so you know that the house is always secure. Pretty cool technology. You can add it without adding anything else. Just the smart garage door controller will do the trick.
Now we've got Tammy in Philadelphia on the line who's looking for a better shower. How can we help you today?
Hi. I was calling in because I wanted to find out, I have an old Victorian house and I have three stories. I have a bathroom on the third floor and a bathroom on the second. And if someone's in a shower on the second floor and then someone takes a shower or runs the water upstairs on the third floor, the shower goes cold. And I've been asking my contractors and my plumbers and I'm not getting a consistent answer. So I like to remedy that since I'm doing remodeling.
Okay. So are you opening up walls as part of this remodeling?
Yes. I've completely stripped down to the studs.
Okay, great. So first of all, the reasons you have reduced water pressure in older homes are generally because you have old steel pipes that suffer from internal rusting, and they clog. They close down, kind of like a clogged artery, and then you can't push enough water through it. Now, that could be your main water pipe. It could be the supply pipes that are inside the house or a combination of them. And so since you're taking the walls apart, the general rule of thumb is that whenever you expose these old steel pipes, you want to replace them with copper pipes, or with PEX, which is a newer type of plumbing pipe. Now, the other thing is that you may not have enough water pressure coming in from the street.
Well, the pressure is not that big of a deal because I think that the pressure is kind of okay. It's just that, like, basically we have two bathrooms in the house and you can only use one at a time. Like, the water completely goes ice cold if you're in a shower and somebody comes in and uses the sink.
Well, that's because the pipes may not be supplying that hot water. They may not be moving enough hot water. What size water heater do you have?
40 gallons.
All right, well, that's a minimum size, but it should be okay for two bathrooms.
Okay.
And is it an older water heater?
No, I just replaced the water heater.
When you replaced it, did they change any of the plumbing around it? Is it still going through the steel pipes?
I don't think that they changed the pipes around the... I don't think so.
So you need to talk with your plumbers about what kind of pipes you have, whether or not that's contributing to the problem, and you need to know what the water pressure is at the street, because if you're not getting enough pressure, that could be the whole cause of it.
Okay. Now, I Googled it, and I saw something online called a pressure balance valve. Would that remedy the issue at all?
So a pressure balance valve is designed to be used primarily in a shower. And what it does is it keeps the mix between hot and cold balanced so that you don't get scorching or freezing cold waters when the pressure drops. So if somebody was to, say, run hot water downstairs and now rob all that hot water from the upstairs shower, it would not change the balance of water from the mix of water between hot and cold. So the flow would be less. You'd have less of a stream, but it wouldn't be... The temperature wouldn't change.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So, no, that's not it. I don't think that's the cause. I mean, that would certainly be a good thing to have and something you should consider, but I don't think that's the reason you're not getting hot water on the second floor. I just don't think you're moving enough water up there.
Okay. So, basically, what I need to do is tell them to check the piping around the water heater.
Yeah, and the plumber should know this, not only around the water heater, but basically, if you're going to open up those walls, what kind of pipes do you have, and are they corroded, and should they be replaced to help alleviate this, okay? And if all else fails, you could always add a second water heater upstairs. You could add a tankless water heater, which would be a really small unit, and it would supply additional water to that second floor bathroom.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's interesting. Okay, well, I think that kind of remedies the problem.
All right, well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Maybe you've got an outdoor project you're tackling this summer weekend. Is it a patio? Is it gardening? Is it a front entry redo? Whatever it is, we're here to lend a hand 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Next up, do you need a new closet, but you don't know where to begin? Well, begin with us. We've got the tips after this.
You live in a body pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Presented by Rumblestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
I want to take a second to thank our sponsor, Home Advisor, where it's easy to find top local home improvement pros for any home project. Just download the Home Advisor app to read reviews and instantly book your pro. Visit homeadvisor.com to learn more.
Well, perhaps you live in an older home and you're realizing you don't really have that much storage space. Well, Jack is realizing that very same problem, and so he posted a question. It says, we do not have a closet in our bedroom. I want to build one, but I'm not sure how large it should be. Are there any rules of thumb for closet size? That's tough. If you've got to take away from your bedroom space to make storage space, that's a slippery slope right there.
It's a trade-off, too, and it's a permanent trade-off. You know, once you do that, and that's why in older homes it's not uncommon to see armoires used. You know, armoires are closet-sized pieces of furniture because they're movable. You know, you can move them from one side to the other and find out, and if you have enough space in there, and they don't take as much room as a closet. The problem with a closet is if you have one wall, and you're going to have to basically make even a narrow closet, it's going to have to be at least 2 feet deep. And then it's going to have to be maybe at least 3 to 4 feet wide. And then you're going to have this sort of recessed area from wherever that stops to the opposite wall. And it just makes it really hard to move around the bedroom. Once you put the bed in there, you're kind of turned sideways every time you pass the closet, which is not good. So if you don't have the space to put it in there, don't use it. Just get an armoire and use that. That's what people did for many, many, many years. And it's still an effective and efficient way to go. And by the way, you can buy some quite affordable ones at IKEA. I remember when our son was born that we fit all of his stuff, including all of the baby gear. You know, small babies have big things, as you're well aware, Leslie.
Yes.
We fit all of that stuff in the armoire, and it wasn't that expensive.
Well, I mean, that's a good use of storage space. Now we've got a post here from Charles, and he writes, our master bathroom's window has a crank attached to the window frame. The window's in good shape, and the frame is too. My situation is that the crank doesn't operate the window to open or close anymore. It almost feels like it's stripped. Is this something that I can fix myself? I know exactly what he's talking about. He's like, you know, you're just turning that crank and nothing's happening.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds like you found yourself in this unfortunate situation where the hardware has worn out faster than the window itself. That happened to me as well. We have a beautiful bay window in our office, and the crank wore out there. But fortunately, it was an Anderson window, and Anderson keeps a healthy supply of that sort of hardware. And I was able to order a new crank kit and actually install it myself, and it works fine. If you can figure out who made that window, I would definitely try that first, because you'd be surprised. We even had to replace some hardware on a casement window, and it was one that was kind of a no-name brand that I bought at Home Depot many, 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 many years ago, and I was able to figure out the manufacturer, and they had another company that specialized in replacing their hardware, and I was able to order the parts that way. So you got to be a bit of a detective, Charles. One place to look is at the insulated glass in most of these windows. Between those panes of glass, sometimes imprinted into the frame or the swiggle that is the insulator in between that glass will be the name of the manufacturer. So try to figure that out. See if you can track them down, because it's definitely something that is repairable if you can find the part.
Yeah, and that shouldn't be a difficult repair. So good luck with that, and you'll be so happy to be able to use that window again. There's nothing worse than having something functional that just doesn't because of a part.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, I hope that we gave you a few ideas in this episode on how to fix up some spaces around your house, maybe plan some improvements for now or for the future. If you've got questions, we've got answers 24-7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT. You can also post your questions to the Money Pit Facebook page at facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call Invent.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. The embodiment of the civil rights movement has passed.
Civil rights legend and Georgia Democrat Congressman John Lewis has died. He was 80. Lewis was the youngest and last survivor of the Big Six civil rights activists, a group led by Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. that had the greatest impact on the movement. He was best known for leading some 600 protesters in the Bloody Sunday March across the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting. Vice President Pence campaigned in Madison, Wisconsin yesterday, pointing out the sharp contrast between President Trump's vision for the country and that of the presumptive Democratic nominee, Joe Biden.
Before us are two paths, one based on the dignity of every individual and the other on the growing control of the state. Our road leads to greater freedom and opportunity. Their road leads to socialism and decline.
Pence reminded the crowd at Ripon College who the real supporter of law enforcement is.
The hard truth is, you won't be safe in Joe Biden's America.
President Trump won Wisconsin by fewer than 23,000 votes in 2016. It's one of a handful of battleground states. Oregon's attorney general seeking an order to stop militarized federal agents from arresting people in Portland as the city continues to be convulsed by nightly protests that have gone on for 7 weeks and have pitted local officials against the Trump administration. The president's decried the disorder, and Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf blasted the protesters as lawless anarchists. And as more states embrace mail-in balloting and often overlooked details emerged as a partisan dividing line, postage, who pays it, and what happens for envelopes without stamps? Check out more news, read the best analysis, both at townhall.com.
Relief Factor, effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks, yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com, and then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
The potential cost of bad loans in the wake of the coronavirus for the nation's biggest bank has reached 12 figures.
The nation's five largest leaders, Bank of America, Citigroup, J.P. Morgan Chase, U.S. Bancorp, and Wells Fargo, say the financial stress caused by the pandemic could cause borrowers to default on a total of $104 billion in debt. The disclosures came as part of the biggest bank's quarterly earnings announcement this week. Profits plunged at all five banks, in large part because they had to set aside money to cover souring loans. Bank of America was the last bank to report earnings for the second quarter. Profits before taxes dropped nearly 60%. Patrick Frost reporting.
A federal court in Maryland's ruled the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program must be restored fully, meaning it must open up to new applicants for the first time in 3 years. Last month, the Supreme Court ruled that President Trump didn't properly end the program in 2017. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Airlines continue to rein in spending in the wake of the coronavirus.
Delta Airlines is asking pilots to take a 15% cut in minimum guaranteed pay for a year, which it says could help the airline avoid layoffs in October. At United Airlines, the company and the pilots union have agreed on early out and leave provisions that might avoid furloughs. A Delta executive said Friday the airline must shrink because of the coronavirus pandemic, and it prefers to spread the work of a smaller airline among all its pilots. The proposal shows the pressure facing airlines and their employees as air travel struggles to recover with new coronavirus cases surging across the South and Southwest. Keith Peters reporting.
Joe Biden says he's begun receiving intelligence briefings as he warned that Russia, China, and other adversaries were attempting to undermine the upcoming U.S. election in November. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Ah, Leslie, you know, there's nothing more relaxing than a nice warm bath.
Yeah, but who has the time? We've gone from a nation of bathers to a shower society, and plumbing fixture designers are helping you turn your shower into a spa-like massage.
Read Turn Your Boring Bath into a Power Shower when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now. 888-MoneyPit.
Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete and Home Advisor. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And why are we here? We're here for you. If you are a DIYer, you're in the right place. But if you are a direct-it-yourselfer, you're also in the right place. Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or not, whether you're somebody who takes out the tools, buys the wood, buys the paint, does it all, or whether you're somebody that picks up the phone, sometimes that can be the smartest thing to do, or goes online and gets some professional help. Whatever skill level you have, whatever project you want to tackle, we would love to be your project helpers, your consultants, your coaches to help you get it done right. Call us right now with your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, and we will get to it. So coming up on today's show, if you are feeling like your home could use a boost in its cooling power, a window AC unit might be the solution. We're going to have some tips on how to find the right size unit for your house and how to avoid a key installation mistake that drives up cooling costs all across the country.
And also ahead, there's an old saying that good fences make great neighbors. That's if you can get the fence built. We're going to have some tips to make that project a heck of a lot easier.
And going green can help you save energy, but a new survey shows it can also bring you more green when it comes time to sell your home. We'll share these eco-friendly features.
But first, we want to know what you are working on this summer weekend. Whatever it is, indoors or out, we're here to lend a hand.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Let's get to those questions. Leslie, who's first?
Mary in Texas on the line has an issue with the tub. Tell us what's going on.
We have a bathtub that we've had plumbers out, and they can't even seem to get it unstopped. They think that it would slowly, you know, if you took a shower in there, it would slowly go out that day. But then it stopped up, and it was going so slowly. We called a big company here, plumbing company, and the guy came out and checked it, and he couldn't get it unstopped. He thinks it's in the P-trap, but he checked the line. The tub is on the back of the house, about two feet from that is the clean-out. And he took a picture in the clean-out all the way to the alley and told us to get the city to come, and they needed to clean it out at the alley. They did that.
So wait a minute. You're telling me that the plumber was able to clear the drain from the house to the street, but he thinks that the restriction is beyond that?
Yeah, he thinks, and it's just about 2 feet from the drain. The tub that's on the back wall of the house is about 2 feet to the clean-out where he worked. And all the other lines are back farther. The utility line is farther. It's on that same line. It's farther. The sink and the vanity area and the commode works just fine. It's right by the tub. It's past them.
I can tell you right now that he missed something in the tub, because all of those plumbing lines come together in that same general area. And if you've got flow from the toilet and the sinks and everything else, but not the tub, it's going to be the tub itself. You know, when it comes to clearing drains, my experience has been that plumbers are not the best ones to do that. Generally, you're better off to go with a specialty plumber that does drain cleaning. They have the tools, the equipment, and the knowledge to get that done. And sometimes the day-to-day plumbers, if it's a simple clog, they can clear it, but they don't necessarily have the tools. I mean, for example, drain cleaners have cameras that can go down those pipes and see exactly what the obstruction is. So my recommendation would be to call a different kind of professional, not a plumber, but someone that specializes in drain cleaning and has a good reputation for being able to make that particular type of repair. I think that's going to be the easiest way for you to get to the bottom of it. I would not recommend any type of additive to that drain to try to clear it in these liquid products that clear drains, because they can be very, very corrosive. Mary, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Brian, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I've got a problem with our septic system, and our septic system zigzags back and forth in the backyard, and then where the end of it is, there's a sinkhole developing.
How old is this septic system? Has it ever been inspected or cleaned?
We've cleaned it twice. It's just my wife and I. This thing, I noticed, started developing kind of right after we moved into the house. Our house is about 20 years old.
Because I wonder if you say this is towards the end of the distribution field, I wonder if the field is not absorbing water like it should, absorbing the effluent as it should, and most of it is sort of running towards the end of the pipe like it's a long drain. And as a result, it's causing erosion in that area. I think that probably the first thing I would do is have a septic inspection done with an examination of the field to check the percolation of it. Because if it's not percolating, if it's not draining properly, you could be spilling a lot of effluent into the ground unknowingly without it having a chance to really soak properly back into the soil. I think what we're hearing here is a potential failure of your septic field more than a problem with a sinkhole. I suspect that this is erosion that you're seeing.
Okay, it's not just a matter of dumping a bunch of dirt in there and covering it up.
No, I mean, that would fill it up again, but I'm afraid it would probably wash out again. So that's kind of what I would lean to, is having that field inspected and just getting a sense of, listen, you want to find out now. I mean, you don't want this thing to fail at the least opportune time. And if you find out early, at least you know you can plan a replacement if you have to. Brian, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Need some help getting started on your project? Well, call us at 888 Money Pit, presented by Home Advisor.
That's right. With Home Advisor, you can get matched with top home service pros in your area, read reviews, and book appointments online or by downloading the Home Advisor app.
No matter the type of job, Home Advisor will do everything to fix your everything.
And just ahead, are you feeling like your home could use a boost in its cooling power? Well, a new air conditioning unit in the window might be the solution. We've got tips on how to find the right size unit for your house and how to avoid a key installation mistake that can drive those cooling costs through the roof. You expect a lot from your home. It's not just a place to hang your hat. It's where you try your hand at gardening and new recipes, rest and recharge, work and play. And that's why at Home Advisor, they're committed to keeping your home up and running. Whether you need to repair an overworked appliance or create a backyard retreat worthy of a summer staycation, use the Home Advisor app day or night and they'll find a local pro to get the job done right. Whatever you need, they'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started.
Bamboo and woven woods are the hottest trend in window coverings and a great way to give your home added style. There are lots of varieties of wood, textures, and tones to choose.
Yep, and the natural materials really do look great. Just make sure you consider size and space requirements for the product you are considering. SelectBlinds.com makes it easy. Just visit SelectBlinds.com, see how to measure your windows, then browse the many choices of colors, styles, and patterns, and then order as many as 15 free samples.
I love that they send you so many great samples. It makes it so much easier knowing that it's going to look perfect when you order. Your custom-crafted blinds are then shipped directly to your home for easy installation.
And you can save at least 40% with daily deals and discounts, plus always free shipping and delivery on everything. If you can hang a picture, you can put up your own blinds quickly and easily with SelectBlinds.com.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. Presented by Home Advisor, the fast and easy way to find the right pro for any kind of home project. You can also reach us by submitting your question on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, to find top local home improvement pros to help with any home project, just go to HomeAdvisor.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor, where it's easy to find local home improvement pros for any home project, read reviews, and instantly book. Just go to HomeAdvisor.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We know you think about home improvements at the weirdest times. I know I do. Sometimes I get an idea, and I've got to wake up and jot it down before I forget, even in the middle of the night sometimes.
You don't forget, yeah.
You know, and when that inspiration comes to you, when that idea, when that question comes to you, no matter what time it is, even if it's in the middle of the night, we actually have our call center standing by to take those questions. If you're not in the studio, which we won't be if you call at 2 in the morning, but whenever you do call, our screeners will take the question, and we will call you back. Because that's how important this is for us. We want to reach those that need the help with their projects. Call us now at 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Heading to Arizona with Yvonne on the line, who's got a stinky bathroom sink. Gross, Yvonne. What's going on?
Yeah, so it doesn't happen all the time, but every once in a while, I'll be running the water in the bathroom sink, and this foul odor comes out of the drain. So I'm wondering what could be causing that.
Usually, it's bacteria. You get bacteria that will decay in those drains, and it will cause what's called a biogas. And the best way to clean this is to really take the drain completely apart. That's the trap that's underneath that. And to really do a good job of scrubbing it clean, I would use some oxidized bleach for that as well. If you can get that super clean, that will kill the bacteria. And if you can even plug the pipe and sort of fill it up with some of that bleach solution, that will also kill the bacteria that's in there. And I think you'll find that if you can deal with that biogas, that it'll start smelling a lot better.
So I have to actually scrub it? I can't just pour some bleach down there?
No, you definitely need to scrub it. And that's why you probably want to take it apart from underneath the sink cabinet. It's probably going to have a trap, the U-shaped pipe. If it doesn't, by the way, that's the source of your problem, but I'm sure it does. Take that trap apart and then really scrub the inside of that with some oxygenated bleach. And I think that that will kill that bacteria, and then the biogas will go away.
Okay. Sounds like a lot of work, but I'll certainly give it a try.
Hey, we never said it was going to be easy.
But no,
we will say
nothing ever is, it seems like.
All right, Yvonne, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
John in Rhode Island has a question about solar panels. How can we help you today?
Solar panels installed the latter half of March, and had been noticing a steady increase in production up until about 2 weeks ago. And I have noticed the production falling off, and, of course, the pollen has increased. And I'm wondering if there's anything on the market that I could treat the panels with. My panels are located kind of high on the roof. It's difficult to get to, and just like I said, I'm just wondering if there's something that I could add to it to have the pollen wash off quicker.
So it's pollen and tree droppings, huh?
Yeah, well, actually, the trees I'm in good shape with, but it's really basically the pollen. I live in a wooded area. And like I said, I've watched the production, you know, with these inverters. You can really carefully monitor what the system is doing. So although the days are getting longer and the sun is getting higher in the sky, production is off. And the only thing I can relate it to is the pollen.
John, that's actually a surprisingly common problem. And the solution is simply to clean those panels. Now, in your case, that may be easier said than done because you're telling me they're difficult to reach. It might also be possible to install sort of a cleaning system that consists of manifolds that are installed right above those solar panels where you basically can turn on the water and run water over them, you know, occasionally to clean them out. But, of course, that's a lot of work. Is it possible for you to get a ladder up against the side of that house there and use a hose or with something, maybe a high-pressure hose, to be able to kind of wash the pollen off those panels? Because it's pretty well documented that solar production goes down, as you've discovered, when those panels get covered with dirt or pollen.
Right, right. Well, I guess the thing, I'm sure there's something I could invest in, certainly a better ladder, a taller ladder. And also, there's got to be something where I can actually get the hose on a pole. I have a pruning pole, and maybe point it at an angle, you know, where it could wash the panels. But again, I thought maybe the solution would be, well, in the spring, get up on the roof, treat the panels, and then I should be all set. But you know, maybe it's just as simple as a hose.
Yeah, I'm not aware of any treatment there that's going to basically make them more slippery. You know, I guess I'm thinking like in terms of a wax. But, you know, Hyde Tools, Hyde, they have a product called Pivot Pro that attaches to a regular hose, and it has an angular nozzle at top, and it's designed for like cleaning gutters and then cleaning like boats and getting underneath spaces and things like that. And basically the head pivots, so you can get all sorts of different angles with it, and also steps up the pressure of water coming at it. Pretty inexpensive tool there. You might want to look that up online and give it a shot.
I think I will. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, with all this warm summer weather, are you feeling like your home could use a boost in the cooling power? Well, a window AC unit might be the solution. The best and most efficient room air conditioning comes from a unit that's perfectly sized to the space and then properly installed. Now, you want to make sure that you buy a unit that's Energy Star rated. That's key. These are going to use 10% less energy than conventional models, and Energy Star provides sizing guidelines to make sure you buy the right one.
Now, here's an installation trick of the trade. For added efficiency, it's important to install your unit on the shadiest side of the house and to choose a model that has easy-to-clean filters and controls like a digital readout for the thermostat setting and a built-in timer. Too many times, if you're, say, in a corner room where you have the choice of maybe going on the south side or maybe the east side, go on the east side because it's going to be a lot cooler for that unit to run, and that means it'll be more efficient and will have to run less to deliver the same amount of cooling power. And that's going to show up as a reduction in your cooling costs.
Debbie in North Carolina, welcome to the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
My husband and I have a townhome that was owned by several other people. From what I understand, the previous owners used to fix cars in the garage. So it's a two-car garage. There are no cracks in the floors, but it does have a very gritty surface to it, and it looks horrible. I don't really know what I can do. I mean, at first I thought, well, maybe I can just, if there's some kind of paint I can paint over it, or is it something where I have to do another epoxy on top of epoxy? Is it something a typical homeowner can work on?
The floor that's there now, is it well adhered to the concrete? Is it peeling off in any way, or does it look like it's pretty down there and pretty durable?
It looks like it's on there pretty good.
Okay. So what I think you should do is clean it and then put another coat of epoxy on top of that, one or two coats over that. And I think that can brighten up. And there's so many choices in colors today. And you got manufacturers like Quikrete that make good products that can go there. There are different types of texturing material you can add or color flakes you can add to give it some personality. But trying to take that off wouldn't make any sense. I don't think it's really binding anything, even though it's got a texture to it. I would paint over it after it was cleaned and properly prepped.
Can I ask how hard it is to handle the epoxy paint?
It's not difficult. I mean, the way it works is it's chemical cured. So when you buy epoxy paint, you actually get two cans. So you'll get one that's like a gallon can, but when you open it up, it's only going to be filled three-quarters of the way. And then you'll get a second can that's a quart can, and that's the hardener. So the first thing you do when you open up the gallon can, the quart can, is you mix them together. And that becomes the paint that you're working with. Now, remember, though, once you start mixing them, the clock starts ticking. And you're only going to have, probably, I guess, maybe 2-3 hours to use up. But it won't take that long because you're going to be applying it with a brush first on the outside perimeter and then a roller. And then you kind of work your way out of the garage. And as you apply it wet, then usually they'll give you these color flakes that you kind of shake over it to give it that personality stick in there. And you just keep moving. And, I would do like a 4-foot strip. A wide strip all the way down, then I would put my color flakes in, then I would do another 4-foot and another 4-foot, and pretty soon you'll be right out the door. It's really not that hard to do. The key is just to be organized and to prep it properly so that once you actually mix up the paint, you're good to go.
And then don't paint yourself in a corner.
Yeah.
Would I need more than one can for a two-car garage as far as you know?
I would check the coverage on the can, see how many square feet that it covers.
Yeah, a gallon usually does 400 square feet, so...
So realistically, it's something I can do in a day, that couple of hours.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah, yep. For sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds great. I really was afraid it was going to be a lot harder than that.
Dive in, Debbie. The water's fine.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And once Debbie tackles that, who knows where she'll go, right? I mean, this takes one project to kind of get your confidence up, and away you go.
Shane in Illinois, you've got the Money Pit. You want us to help you with a decking project? What can we do?
As respect to footings on the deck, is it more common practice to have a one solid column that goes down for your footing, or can you just dig 36 inches, throw a 6-inch footing at the bottom of that and put your post on top of that and just pack it around with dirt versus covering it with concrete?
You mean covering the post, like around, pouring around the post with concrete? Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Yeah. Well, that wouldn't really help you because that's not giving you any support. The idea of the footing is to get it down below the frost line. So, yes, if you dug down to 36 inches and you set any kind of a small concrete pad down there, you would be fine by putting the post on top of that and going up. Now, the other thing that you could think about doing, and I like these, there are precast footings that are out there that are kind of like almost pyramid shape. They're very tall, almost, not a pyramid, more like a tower.
And they're about 36 inches tall, maybe 40 inches tall. And they have a bolt that sticks out the top of them, so you can put your post dog right on that. And you can dig your hole and drop this right into the hole. What I like to do is put maybe a shovel full of stone in the bottom of the hole, make sure it's tamped really well, and then drop my footing on top of that. And this way my post ends up above grade. I don't like the idea, even though it's pressure treated, of sinking the wood in the ground.
Yeah, I agree.
Eventually it's going to rot. So I like to keep it above ground. That's why I use those types of posts. And then the third way is with something called a sonotube. Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like a paper towel roller, you know, roll, but it's 12 inches in diameter. And, yeah, you cut that to be about 40 inches, set that in the hole. You can go ahead and backfill around it, put a little stone in the bottom, and then fill it up with concrete. Now, you could mix up, you know, something like Quikrete in the red bag is good for this. You can mix it up and drop it into that sonotube. It'll be hard inside of an hour. And you can start building right away.
Well, great. Well, thank you for your help.
Yeah, you're welcome. Good luck with that project. Are you going to get it done and then soon enough to enjoy it this summer?
Possibly. We'll see.
All right. Well, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thank you.
Stick around because we've got a lot more great home improvement advice to share with you when we come back. 888 Money Pit.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com. Home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Presented by Rumblestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call at the Money Pit. 888 Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. For over 20 years, Home Advisor has been helping homeowners find and hire the best local pros.
Plus, you can even check project cost guides to get an idea of what you should pay for your project. Download the Home Advisor app to get started today. Well, you know, it used to be that working with concrete for small projects like setting a fence post was a hassle. You had to buy all the raw materials. You had to mix them up, probably using tools like your garden wheelbarrow and garden hoe, and then clean off those tools before the concrete became permanently encrusted to the surfaces.
Now, Quikrete has made that a lot easier with their fast-setting concrete in the red bag. It's a special blend of fast-setting cements, sand, and gravel that are designed to set in approximately 20 to 40 minutes.
And here's why this makes the whole process of these small projects a lot easier. Let's say you were setting a fence post or a mailbox or something of that nature. What you can do is just pour the dry mix right out of the bag into the hole around the post. Set that post. When it's perfect, just add water, and it'll be solid in like 20 to 40 minutes. So you don't have to mix it outside of the hole. You put the dry stuff right into the hole, add water, and you're good to go.
Quikrete is available at home improvement retailers nationwide. Look for it in the red bag and learn more at quikrete.com.
888-666-3974. We'd like to learn what you want to tackle for your next home improvement project, so give us a call.
Now I've got Steve in North Carolina on the line with a roofing question. Tell us what's going on at your money pit.
Many years ago, my wife had a very small cabin way out in the woods, very wooded. So there's a lot of, every fall, a lot of debris and leaves and such. And we built onto the cabin a nice 12 by 12 bathroom with a flat roof. And that was not really my idea. That was a buddy just said, this is the way to go. We are now, and granted, it's given us good service. We did that in 1995. But now it is, with these last monsoons we've had here in North Carolina, we have leaks. And I guess my question is a flat roof a good idea anyway? And then what are the pros and cons of a metal versus shingle roof?
Okay, so first of all, is a flat roof a good idea? Well, depends on your perspective. Look, there's a lot of commercial buildings that have flat roofs that last a long time, but they're also very, very well installed, and they don't have any leaks as a result of that. I will say that a flat roof is one of the leakiest roofs, generally speaking, because very often when they're put in residential homes, they're not put on by pros.
And certainly, since you have a flat roof that's 20 years old, that's really, really old.
I'm no pro, but, yeah, I put it in.
Yeah, 1995, I mean, you're talking 20 years ago, and that's a really old roof at this point in time. It would be old if it was a pitched roof. It's really old if it's a flat roof, which generally lasts about half that time. So it's time for a new roof. Your options are to put another flat roof on it, which there's nothing wrong with that. The new materials today, especially the torchdown flat roofs, work very, very well. I just put a flat roof on my house. But what I did before I put it on, though, is I added a slight pitch to it. You can buy foam underlayment that basically will give you a slight pitch to a flat roof, and that helps the water run off, because you really don't want anything that's flat. You really want to have something that has got at least a low slope to it. So if you add a little bit of slope to it and then put a new torchdown roof on it, it should be fine. You asked about metal. Metal is certainly an indestructible roof, and if that's something you're considering, I would also encourage it, because if you put a metal roof down once and you do it right, you're not going to have to do it for 100 years, and then who cares, right?
Cost analysis. I mean, is a metal roof, and I've sort of looked at it, but is a metal roof more expensive than a shingle? It is, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's about four or five times as expensive, so it's very expensive comparatively speaking.
Is that labor, or is it really the material?
You know, it's both. So if you're going to do it yourself, you're going to save some money, but it's really the kind of thing that's kind of tough to do yourself unless you really have some experience working with metal.
Okay, great. And one request. I've said it before, I'll say it again. I wish your trailer music, just let it play.
We'll have to put the entire theme music online for those that care to listen to that.
I wish you would. We love your show. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Hey, are you dealing with a leaky faucet, a cracked wall, or a lawn that just doesn't seem to mow itself? Home Advisor can match you with the best local pro for every project. Download the Home Advisor app today.
And still ahead, you want to make some extra green? Well, if you make your home more eco-friendly, you may find that it's an investment that is sure to pay off when it's time to sell. We'll tell you why after this.
Live in a Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. You expect a lot from your home. It's not just a place to hang your hat. It's where you try your hand at gardening and new recipes, rest and recharge, work and play. And that's why at Home Advisor, they're committed to keeping your home up and running. Whether you need to repair an overworked appliance or create a backyard retreat worthy of a summer staycation, use the Home Advisor app day or night, and they'll find a local pro to get the job done right. Whatever you need, they'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867. 800-917-3867.
Do you have a passion for home improvement and want ideas and inspiration delivered to your inbox? Then subscribe to the Money Pit long-running e-newsletter. It's free at MoneyPit.com. You'll get tips, advice, ideas, and inspiration for home decor, remodeling, and repair projects from Leslie, Tom, and their team of Money Pit experts delivered every Friday morning, just in time for weekend projects. Plus, you'll be the first to hear about new tool giveaways, sweepstakes, and more. For over a decade, the Money Pit e-newsletter has helped thousands improve and enjoy their home. Join over 70,000 happy subscribers and sign up today at MoneyPit.com.
Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Find out what it costs to do your home project before you hire a pro and instantly book one of Home Advisor's pros for free. Just go to homeadvisor.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we invite you to subscribe to the Money Pit podcast. You can pick up the show then whenever it's convenient for you. You can do that on Apple Podcast, Apple Play, or wherever you download your pods.
Now we've got Darlene in South Carolina on the line who's dealing with a dishwasher situation. What's going on over there?
Whenever you turn it on pots and pans, it fills up and then it stops. Does nothing. And you can turn the knob around to the different cycles and everything, and it does nothing.
Have you checked the float, which is in the bottom of the dishwasher, to see if maybe it's become clogged?
No, I didn't know that was.
Yeah, because if it's clogged, it might think it's over. It might think that it's about to overflow, and it might shut the machine off. So on the bottom of the dishwasher, take a look at the float, and it'll move kind of up and down. It'll pop up and down a little bit, and a lot of times it gets, like, filled with, like, food and grime and stuff. And if you clean it out, that might just be the thing to do it. And here's a little trick of the trade. If you're trying to clean out food from places you really can't get to, you can use a wet-dry vacuum for that. It'll sort of draw it right out.
Oh, okay. That I have.
There you go. Good luck with that project, Darlene. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Lee in South Carolina on the line who wants to build a koi pond. How can we help you?
Off the deck of my house in the one corner, I've got a bridge going to a gazebo. What I want to do is 2 feet out from the gazebo, I'm doing a raised flower bed. And from the flower bed 4 feet out all the way around the gazebo, I want to do a koi pond. And everyone keeps telling me that you got to do it in concrete because it's, with liners, it would cause too many. You'd have to have too many liners and sealing them, and it'd be a lot more of a problem.
Well, there's a lot of ways to build a koi pond, and most folks use liners.
Well, I mean, you have to use something. So you can either build almost like you would a small pool and pour a concrete, you know, I say foundation for lack of a better word, but, you know, a concrete form. Or you can get a plastic pool form. They're black. You see them at, I know the home center by me that sells koi. It's actually a garden center that sells koi and pump equipment for water features have a variety of sizes of these black sort of, they look like kiddie pools, essentially, but they're interesting shapes, and you dig out and then place this in the ground. Or you can get the black liner, which comes in a variety of widths and thicknesses, and then you would dig out the formation that you like, especially it seems like yours is a bit more specialized and free-formed and has to sort of fit into a different area of measurements that you have specific ideas in mind. So the liner's probably better because it will work with your specific dimensions, and you'll dig out. You'll have to dig the slope into it as well. If you want shallow areas or deep areas, you'll have to dig that all in as well. Then you'll put sand down just to keep a smooth area, and then you'll put the liner in. And it sort of, when you put the water in, will start to take the shape of that area. And then what you'll have to do around the top on those edges is you'll have to use all natural rocks and large stones to hold that down and hide all of that lining. But there's no reason why you can't use a plastic liner.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, more and more home buyers are looking at green features when choosing new homes, according to the National Association of Home Builders. But how does this trend carry over for those of you who already own or maybe you're looking to buy existing homes?
Well, you can add value to your home while using very environmentally friendly products and materials. So, for example, you can choose paints that are labeled as containing low volatile organic compounds, or VOCs. These paints don't give off the gas or produce the noxious smells. And you can also choose appliances that are extra efficient.
Now, you can also use natural enduring materials such as stone, quarry tile, and brick instead of something that's less durable or even a synthetic material. You want to make sure that you use eco-friendly light bulbs and install occupancy sensors in rooms that'll turn those lights off and on automatically, and change out any older fixtures for WaterSense certified plumbing fixtures, and that's going to help you save a ton.
And then think about stuff like renewable flooring. Sources like bamboo work very well, or using native plants and shrubs in your landscaping or your lawn. And then finally, I have one suggestion when you get ready to put the house on the market, and that is to make a green home inventory where you list all of the energy efficient and eco-friendly sort of features and benefits of living in your house. This is going to be something that you can bet that no other home for sale in the area which you'd be competing against is going to have. It really positions your house in a very good light.
Jim in Pennsylvania is on the line with the Money Pit and needs help with a tiling project. What can we do for you?
We live in central Pennsylvania, but my wife and I just bought a house out in Arizona for our retirement. And the house has all travertine tile in it, except for the living room and a couple in the master bedroom. So we don't really know anything about how to care for it. But when we were there the last time, this past time to set things up, my wife commented on how the tile looks so dull and everything. So we were wondering, if you folks would have a recommendation as far as whether we should have it refurbished or just have it cleaned, and if so, what we should use on travertine tiles. I'm pretty sure you can't get specific products you shouldn't use, so we just needed some recommendations.
Jim, you're right. You do need to use products that are specifically designed for the material that you're cleaning, which in this case is travertine. There's a good website that has a number of these products all together. It's called stonecare.com, and the product there that I've used is called Marblex, Marblex. And Marblex is designed specifically for travertine, and it's basically a streak-free product that is going to do a good job of cleaning it without staining it further.
Yeah, or damaging it. Some of the products can pit it, so you have to be really careful.
Yeah, like I said, my wife noticed it just kind of looked dull. So the house was built in 2005, so it's not an older, it's a relatively newer house, but the tile does look dull even to me. So we're not exactly sure how it's supposed to look, because like I said, this is our first experience with travertine tile, but the floors do look somewhat dull, so we didn't know whether we should have it, refurbished with that, with those buffing compounds and stuff, or whether it just needs a good cleaning.
Well, I would give it a good cleaning and do as much yourself as you can. There are cleaners and polishers that you can apply yourself. Of course, if you have a professional come in, they could really do a great job and it'll stay with you a little bit longer. I don't see any reason why you might not want to try it yourself.
Yeah, well, we'll give it a shot. Like I said, I was looking for a product, and you gave me one, Marblex, you said? Is that what it is?
Marblex, yeah. It's on stonecare.com. It may be elsewhere, but I know it exists on that website.
Very cool, very cool. By the way, I listen to your show every Saturday morning on my long walk, so not only am I getting great advice, but I'm getting in shape to your show, too. So
great.
So, yeah.
Glad to take us with you.
Kudos to you guys, but you got a really great show.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Hey, do you need some help getting started on your next project? Well, call us now at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Home Advisor.
With Home Advisor, you can get matched with top home service pros in your area, read reviews, and book appointments online or by downloading the Home Advisor app. No matter the type of job, Home Advisor will do everything to fix your everything.
Coming up, an upholstered headboard can really add a thoughtful and classic look to your design, and they really can change the look and feel of any bedroom. We're going to share some tips on how you can make your own next.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
The Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix in the red bag. Make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Give us a call right now with your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post it to our Facebook page at facebook.com/themoneypit.
All right. Jen posted a question and she writes, do you have any specific suggestions on painting stucco after you make repairs?
You know, painting stucco is pretty much the same, Jen, as painting any masonry surface. I would consider using an oil-based primer first and letting it dry, making sure not only the repaired surface but the rest of it is properly cleaned before you do that. Now, if you do use a pressure washer, since stucco is going to soak up a lot of water, it's very hydroscopic, it's like a sponge, make sure you let it dry really, really well. I would pressure wash it one day and then wait a few days of good weather for it to really dry out before you go ahead and paint it. And you also could consider restuccoing the foundation after that stucco is patched so that the color is consistent. The advantage there is that you won't have to repaint the whole thing. But either way, once you fix up that deteriorated area, painting it is definitely a pretty easy DIY project. All right, now we've got a question from Rashonda in Maryland, and Rashonda writes, what, if any, maintenance does a refrigerator need? Mine's only a few years old, but when I happen to be cleaning around it, I notice the back feels a bit warmer than I think it should. Well, you know, Rashonda, the back of the refrigerator is where the evaporator side is of the cooling coil. Just like you might have, say, a window air conditioner that blows warm air outside your house, that's part of the refrigeration process. So being a little bit warm like that is not unusual. Just make sure that you don't have it pressed flat against the wall. Leave a little air circulation to make sure it doesn't get too terribly warm.
Now, Rashonda, once it's all clean, you can keep some vanilla in the refrigerator, like a real vanilla bean, to keep up a nice scent, or even a box of baking soda. Just pop them in there. There's like a little piece you can peel off, and it'll be nice and fresh.
Well, if you've ever purchased a custom upholstered headboard, you know that they can be pretty darn expensive. It turns out, though, making one of your own doesn't cost a bunch of money, and it's a pretty easy job to tackle in a surprisingly short amount of time. Leslie's made many of these and has some tips on how to get yours done in this edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Well, your bedroom should be a refuge of peace and tranquility, and having a well-designed space can help you find that peace that you desire. Now, a great bed is a fantastic starting point for the decor of your room. and upholstered headboards really add a thoughtful, classic design element, and they can completely change the look and feel of any bedroom or guest room. And here you go, guys. It's actually not a hard project to do. Now, we've got the full step-by-steps on MoneyPit.com, but let me just talk you through it a little bit here. If you want to do a super simple one, decide the size of your headboard, have a piece of plywood cut to that size or MDF, whatever you like, then you wrap that in some batting or some foam or both, depending on the thickness and firmness and style you're looking for. And then you can simply just wrap some fabric and staple along the backside. Just keep it nice and smooth. Watch your corners. And then you have a really simple one fabric headboard, and it looks fantastic. And now you can attach them to the wall with a cleat where you sort of take a piece of lumber and cut it at an angle so one side goes on the wall, one side goes on the back of the headboard, and they lock together and really hold it well. Remember, though, to add like little blocks on the bottom so it doesn't lean back toward the wall. It's all nice and flush. But if you want to get a little bit more creative, you can cut that plywood to a different shape, make an interesting style along the top. You can add some, what are those called? Nail heads. You can add some decorative nail heads or trimming to really dress up that headboard. Once you get started and see how simple it is, I guarantee you, I would say half of your bedrooms, maybe more at home, will have one.
There you go. Yeah, well, you get the project going, especially if you did it for one of your kids. All the kids are going to want to have the same sort of treatment. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, do you have a motion detector? Well, if not, why not? They are easy to install. They're affordable. Some are even wireless, so they need no wiring. And all in all, they're a great deterrent to burglars and unwanted pests. We'll explore all the options on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call Invent.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News, breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Past occupants of the White House are remembering the late Georgia Congressman John Lewis.
The four living ex-presidents issued statements after Lewis died on Friday at the age of 80. Jimmy Carter said everything Lewis did, he did in a spirit of love, and that all Americans, regardless of race or religion, owe John Lewis a debt of gratitude. Bill Clinton remembered Lewis as always being true to his word and described him as the conscience of the nation. George W. Bush said Lewis answered brutal violence with courageous hope, and Barack Obama said what always struck those who met John was his gentleness and humility. Greg Clugston, Washington.
European Union leaders Saturday extended their summit by an extra day, convinced they're finally closing in on a deal for an unprecedented $2 trillion EU budget, as well as a coronavirus recovery fund. While the deal was still far off, several key nations said negotiations were at least heading in the right direction. Another upset victory in the primaries, this time a 16-term Democratic congressman from New York, toppled by a candidate from the party's new insurgent wing.
Jamal Bowman, who has never held public office, has won the 16th District Congressional Primary. Bowman, who is 44 and African-American, beat Elliot Engel, who is 73, white, and the chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, in a race that could not be called until absentee ballots were counted. Bowman, a former school principal, had said Engel was out of touch with the economically and racially diverse neighborhoods he represents in the Bronx and Westchester. Julie Walker, New York.
French officials launched an arson inquiry after an early morning fire broke out in the famed Gothic Cathedral of St. Peter and St. Paul in the western French city of Nantes. No injuries, though, were reported. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief Factor. Effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. And then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker calling for the state's House Speaker to resign if allegations of corruption are true.
78-year-old Michael Madigan is not mentioned by name, but court documents filed by the U.S. Attorney's Office state House Speaker as Public Official A in reference to a deferred prosecution agreement for ComEd. The company has agreed to pay $200 million to resolve a federal criminal investigation into an 8-year bribery scheme that implicates Madigan, considered the state's most powerful lawmaker and also chair of the state's Democratic Party. The charges allege arrangement for preferential jobs and vendor subcontracts. A Democratic spokesperson says Madigan will cooperate with officials believing he'll be exonerated. Governor Pritzker says the speaker has a lot to answer for. George Manzani reporting.
Saturday birthdays. Movie director Paul Verhoeven was 82. Singer Dion DiMucci of Dion and the Belmonts was 81. More at townhall.com. The City Council of Minneapolis approved a resolution Friday officially declaring racism a public health emergency.
The resolution comes nearly 2 months after George Floyd, a black man, died after a white Minneapolis police officer knelt at his neck. Mayor Jacob Frey said, quote, systematic racism is among the greatest long-term threats our city and nation are facing, and the last 2 months have made that reality painfully clear. The city council also committed to allocate funding, staff, and resources to, quote, actively engage in racial equity in order to name, reverse, and repair the harm, unquote. Patrick Frost reporting.
Decreasing gasoline supplies contributing to an increase in the national average for a gallon of gas. According to AAA, this week's average was $2.20 a gallon. That's 2 cents higher than a week ago, but 59 cents less than what we paid a year ago at the time. Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexmer Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Rollins, one of the most fascinating
political operatives out there with the most experience, arguably, in the country. Ed Rollins with us live at the bottom of the hour. What does he think about the changes to the Trump team? And we'll, of course, take your calls, 1-866-408-7669, and to some of your emails and feedback from the Facebook posting. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
How quickly this time could go between now and Election Day. Weeks go by very, very fast, and you have to try to win every single news cycle, every single day, and it's been a while since they could claim that over a week's time.
There's a lot of headwinds, and to be honest, Dana, and you know it, 2020. The Trump team makes a move at the top of the ticket for the president to get four more years. Two things must happen. He must engage the virus fight and define Joe Biden, breaking down what his America would look like. But can he do it? Will he?
Number two.
We now have fewer people in our jails than any time since World War II. And we are safer for it and better for it.
And that was the criminals who should be in jail clapping behind him. Are you incompetent, or is this just come naturally? Are you trying to be this inept? Mayhem in our cities is being ignored by liberal mayors like the one you just heard from New York to Oregon. I'll tell you how law enforcement can combine with the Trump team to bring back Saturday to our streets before it's too late.
Number one.
We're looking on at least what we can do from a therapeutics and vaccine standpoint, yeah, and trying to make sure the American people are well informed, that we keep our schools safe, our communities safe. We've made a lot of progress, but there's still a lot of work to be done.
Yeah, Mark Meadows weighing in, chief of staff. It's got to get better. From the testing to school openings to engagement and advancement, we have to get better at living with the coronavirus. As a country, we have to stop fighting each other and start fighting the pandemic. But can we? So yesterday, 77,000 new cases. I think that's a new high. Florida, 156 deaths, 13,965 cases. South Carolina, 69 deaths. We have 25 states with increases. In Arizona, there's some good news beginning to bend back. It looks like New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, we're pretty much holding steady. But the country's being besieged again. And the problem, and you've heard this before, is testing. You can't go in for a test, expect to stop a hot spot, even I know this, and have to wait 5 to 7 days to get the answer back. These Abbott tests are 4 months old. Why doesn't everyone have them yet? I just don't get it. I don't. And I get it from the vice president overseeing the states. These states were flat-footed. They thought they beat it. We thought they beat it in Florida. We thought they beat it in Texas. So it's back. So we got to beat it back. And that's going to be the key. Because if we are so busy blaming each other, we're never going to get anything done. Well, we'll get another rescue package done because politically it's advantageous for both to do it. You know, hopefully we'll get some immunity for workplace. Not that I think that people should abuse it, but if you don't abuse it and people get sick and you get sued and destroys the company, that doesn't help anybody. And then people never are actually open up. So the pandemic should be paramount. That is key. Mark Meadows, cut two.
Obviously, when we look at the coronavirus and trying to deal with it, we've learned a lot over the last 4 or 5 months. And sadly, it's a virus that we know that we're still looking for the answers from China in terms of the source of it. But more importantly, we're having to deal with how we make sure that there's proper therapeutics. We're working very quickly. I just left the Oval Office a few minutes ago as we're looking on at least what we can do from a therapeutics and vaccine standpoint.
Yeah.
Trying to make sure the American people are well informed. But I think the other part that we have is really all about trying to make sure that we keep our schools safe, our communities safe. And we've made a lot of progress, but there's still a lot of work to be done.
So Mark Meadows is a great spokesperson for the president. He's obviously a professional politician. He actually understands the president, and he's a true conservative. And he's right. When Mick Mulvaney, who wrote an op-ed for CNBC, said, quote, "My son was tested recently. We had to wait 5 to 7 days for the results." Noting, too, that his daughter was told she didn't qualify for a test. This is simply inexcusable at this point in the pandemic. So Mick Mulvaney is not a critic of the administration. In fact, it's a wake-up call that he would say it. Chief of Staff, OMB director, he's just saying, guys, you got to get better. We know it's up to the states. But having said that, you're helping out the states when it comes to law enforcement. help out the states if they're inept or caught flat-footed with Florida, because, for example, with Texas, because with Arizona, these are Republican governors who thought they beat it. We all thought they beat it. But when you have scientists who say, okay, take this down, wear a mask, wash your hands, it's really rudimentary. They might be deep thinkers, elite minds, but I have not seen it yet. So if the scientists are going to let you down, and China will never be candid, you got to find a way. Dr. Anthony Fauci yesterday thought he'd do a Facebook interview with Mark Zuckerberg, who used that time to tell all his employees how President Trump is not cool anymore. Cut 11.
You can get the mindset, well, listen, if I'm infected, I don't know I'm infected, I'm not feeling sick, who cares? I'm not bothering anybody else. That is incorrect, because by allowing yourself to get infected, you are propagating the pandemic.
Listen, I don't know what you're talking about. No one walks around saying, let me get infected. But they say if you do get infected and don't know it, we should just submit ourselves to tests. I don't know. What do you want us to do? Then we're going to overwhelm the entire system. We're already 40 million tests. We're trying to do a million a day. So you want healthy people going in for tests? The problem is I know he's smarter than me, and I love his communication ability. I just have yet to see Anthony Fauci say something that would help me. Instead of turning around and saying America should have totally shut down, well, don't praise us. When we did shut down, the economy ground to a halt. We're still buried in debt. 1.3 million people filed for unemployment claims, and that's still not good enough. So the rescue package has got to be good. The president wants it to be a payroll tax cut. The Democrats want another $600 given to everyone's unemployment, which, look, you probably lost your job through no fault of your own. But there's no pressure to get a job if you're getting paid more money not to have a job. I thought that went without saying. I hope that doesn't look cruel in an election year, but it's the fact. Senator John Kennedy, on trying to work through this for the President of the United States, if he wants to get reelected, this is the first stop every day. I would not mind seeing a condensed version of the coronavirus task force every single day. Cut three.
We are going to start working on another coronavirus bill. I don't know whether it'll pass. I don't know what will be in it. The only thing I'm certain of at this juncture is that it will not be Speaker Pelosi's bill. She introduced what she calls the Heroes Act. I've read it. It reads more like the Communist Manifesto, and I think it'll probably be dead on arrival in the Senate.
So get it done. She said she'd actually stick around to get it done. I don't trust Nancy Pelosi. I think she's one of, you know, people say she's a great politician. I just don't think she has the country's best interest in at heart. As her own. Look at her city. Look at her state. The other big issue is getting back to school. Do you know anyone that doesn't have an opinion on this or feel we should get back to school or not get back to school and fervently believes it? There were delays in California to Virginia. They've delayed the start of their school year. The Houston Independent School District in Texas announced Wednesday that it will delay its opening by 2 weeks until September 8th. In New York, in this area, we only start in September. Sports starts earlier. Other districts delaying: Selma City Schools in Alabama, the Los Angeles Unified School District, Atlanta Public Schools will be starting online only. In South Carolina, they will start 3 weeks later. What drives me nuts and what just backs up what the president's always said, school openings should not have anything to do with politics, and they do. You want proof? Look at what the Los Angeles Union demanded, teachers union. Okay, so the unions say they want longer lunch periods. The unions say they want it earlier. Do you want to say that they want additional help in classrooms? Do you want to say they want additional funding in order to provide cleaning equipment and, I don't know, additional nurses in schools? Wrong, 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 and wrong. You know what they're asking for? Medicare for all, a statewide wealth tax, housing for homeless fully funded, financial support for undocumented students and families. Wait a second, it gets better. They also want privately operated, publicly funded charter schools to shut down. This is Bernie Sanders' agenda, and it's also the L.A. Teachers Union agenda. So when the President of the United States says, is politics playing a role in this? And you say, oh, Mr. President, you're a rookie politician. You're only seeing your self-interest. No. He's street smart and sees these lists and says, this is not about the kids. The kids don't spread the virus. Almost none. They don't get it either. And fatalities are infinitesimal. And if 400-plus kids will die of the flu, but you still send your kids to school, and the numbers are even less when it comes to the coronavirus, don't tell me you have compassion and a big heart and care about your kids. That's why you're keeping them out. If you did, nobody would go to a public school because the flu comes out in September through December. When we come back, I'm going to play Victor Davis Hanson. He puts it brilliantly. When we come back also, I'm going to talk about the challenges that we're putting and the pressure we're putting on China, the explosions in Iran, and guess what the UK and Canada agree on? Russia is trying to hack in to our computer system, to our labs, and steal the vaccine. The vaccine that we almost have, that Moderna is almost through with, that Oxford is pushing forward with, Russia wants to steal it. Admiral James Charvitas on that. Back in a moment.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade. This is a paid advertisement for legal services sponsored by attorney Andrew Van Arsdale, San Diego, California.
If you were sexually abused as a member of the Boy Scouts, please listen up, as this message is for you. Hi, I'm attorney Andrew Van Arsdale, and my firm represents thousands of former scouts who have had the courage to take a stand and demand the Boy Scouts of America be held accountable for the horrific acts of sexual abuse which occurred under their watch. As many of you know, for decades, the Boy Scouts admitted numerous child molesters into their organization. There is simply no excuse for allowing this to happen, and although it's long overdue, we finally have a chance at justice. The Boy Scouts of America have filed for bankruptcy, which means you must come forward to file a claim before November 16th, or you may lose your right to hold them accountable forever. Do not hold on to this secret any longer. Call Abuse and Scouting right now for a free confidential consultation.
Call right now, 800-567-5977, 800-567-5977, 800-567-5977. That's 800-567-5977.
If consistent weekly income, sleeping like a baby during these crazy markets, and only spending 20 minutes a week at your computer is your thing, well, it's time you discovered the Money Press. Hi, it's Preston James. You see, the Money Press uses the new weekly options and market forces already taking place to create your very own growth and income printing press. Check out the real proof from my real brokerage account. Go to paycheckproof.com. That's paycheckproof.com. You'll be able to watch a 7-minute video detailing how it's done. You can start small pace. If making an extra $1,000 per month has prevented you from being able to retire, you definitely need to know about the Money Press. Even if you've been frustrated and unlucky in the past, let me prove it to you now. Go to .com to see the video. That's paycheckproof.com. Now, you won't find any photos of rented private jets or any talk about day trading pennies. The real proof. See you at paycheckproof.com.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
The lasagna lady from Gig Harbor, Washington, makes today's Dean's List. Michelle Brenner lost her job during the pandemic. Afterwards, has become a nation across the country. Michelle says she started cooking after she was laid off of her job at a menswear store. She made her grandmother's specialty, a huge pan of lasagna, her favorite. One day, she offered to go grocery shopping for some friends and realized that they had put frozen on their list, and that's when her idea came to be. Michelle put that if anyone wanted homemade lasagna, she would be happy to make it for them, and she used her $1,200 government stimulus check to buy all. People have also been donating to Michelle to make her grandmother's lasagna. She says this will help her cook for many more months. Michelle, you and your lasagna made today's Dean's List, and I hope I can. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1977. Criminal Gary Gilmore.
I simply accept what was given to me. I've accepted sentences all my life.
By an affirmative vote of a majority of the members of the Board of Pardons of the state of Utah, the death sentence of Gary will not be or less.
I let the American people down, and I have to carry that burden with me for the rest of my life.
His man did it for me. He used me. He made me go out there and do it. I did it for him, for blood.
In this hour of sorrow of both Tennessee nation and indeed around the world, the sadness reflects the talent of one of the greatest talents that this country's ever produced, or maybe this world has ever produced.
News as it happened then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
This is Health Call for Health. Droplets or aerosols? Debate going on among health experts tracking COVID-19. Droplets that might come from a sneeze or could be heavy and fall quickly to the ground are much smaller and float.
These tiny particles that hang in the air, they can be another source of potential infection.
Daniel Oren with Scripps Research says transmission of the coronavirus in aerosols could explain super spreader cases, especially indoors.
People were too far apart really to be in range of these regular droplets that come out of people's mouths.
Nearly 300 experts called on the World Health Organization to look more closely at aerosols.
Being inside is especially dangerous. That's why we're seeing these cases, these super spreading events.
WHO says it will study what it calls growing evidence of airborne spread. For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Welcome back. Admiral James Tarvitas joins us now, 16th Supreme Allied Commander of NATO, Sailing True North, the name of his book, his website, admiralstab.com. Admiral, welcome back. I have to ask you first off about China. It seems like we're putting an awful lot of pressure on them for good reasons. Two aircraft carriers in the South China Sea. We had our attorney general call out Hollywood for even dealing with China and business as well. And then we have the Secretary of State Mike Pompeo putting a lot of pressure on our allies to stay away from Huawei while condemning them for everything from the virus to their economic practices. This is a pretty comprehensive attack plan.
It is, and it's the right thing to do. I've said it often. We really do need to bend this relationship with China. We want to avoid breaking it altogether. We don't want to get in a shooting war with China, nor do we want a massive global trade war. But I think by putting smart pressure economically, diplomatically, politically, and militarily, you do those in combination. It's a plan, and I think you're going to see Secretary of State Pompeo talk about that strategy pretty coherently out at the Reagan Library over this weekend, Brian.
When are you going to be convinced it's working?
I'll give you three indicators to watch. One would be that China backs off on its attempts to build these artificial islands in the South China Sea. This is a preposterous claim on their part that they simply own the entire South China Sea. It would be like the United States claiming to own the entire Gulf of Mexico and the Caribbean Sea combined. That's how big the South China Sea is. So watch for a reduction in construction of these artificial islands. Number two, watch for China to show flexibility on trade. So do we get this phase one trade agreement that the administration has very painfully negotiated, and can we move on to a larger, broader trade agreement that has some balance in it? And then number three, look for China's attitude toward Taiwan. Look for China. What we would want to see is China to be less overtly aggressive, less moving military in and around Taiwan in an obvious attempt to intimidate them. I think those are the three key indicators that we're starting to succeed.
Well, that would be great. But I think in China's view, the president's trailing right now. They might be thinking, listen, I'm going to wait for this guy to get out of here in 4 months, and I'll try my hand with the new administration. Do you think that's a tactic?
I think that is absolutely a tactic on the part of China, but as you will recognize, not only China, that's, I think, exactly what Iran is doing. I think that's what North Korea is doing. Globally, everybody's going into kind of rope-a-dope, if you remember that old boxing strategy, and we're just not going to see real movement on any of these issues until after November.
We are seeing real explosions in China. Every week you come on, there's another one. What's going on? What do you think's behind it? Explosions in Iran.
Of course. I think there are very little doubt at this point that this is a concerted campaign on the part of Israel. I would doubt the U.S. is involved in it. But I look at the current leadership team in Israel. You have a co-prime minister. One we all know is Benjamin Netanyahu. The other co-prime minister is former general Benny Gantz, who takes a very strong attitude. He's a close friend of mine. He would, I think, be someone who would want to use very forceful means in dealing with Iran. And then, little noticed, the new foreign minister of Israel is former General Gabi Ashkenazi, former chairman of their Joint Chiefs of Staff. So they have very senior military at the highest levels in Israel. It's a relatively new development. I think they are pushing hard, and they, conversely to what we just talked about, China, Iran, North Korea, are hoping for a flip in the administration. Israel, I think, is hoping to see the Trump administration stay in place. They feel very close to the Trump administration, and they feel they can take these shots now with the Trump administration. So like in Top Gun, you know, I had the shot, I took it, Maverick. I think that's what you're seeing.
Yeah, it was interesting. If the president closed the gap, if he gets on a roll like he did in 2016, it'd be interesting to see how it affects foreign policy when they say, well, maybe we're we could be in a lot of trouble if we continue to wait everything out. So quick fast forward to Russia. The UK, Canada, the US all agree they're trying to hack and get our vaccine. Number one, why would they be so ham-handed about it that the cyber experts all picked up on this?
Yeah, we're actually pretty good at this point of seeing the actions of this particular unit, Brian. It goes by a couple of different goofy names, mostly Fancy Bear. And it's a well-known hacking unit. They have very specific techniques. I think the answer to the question, why was it so easy to pick up on it, is because they're desperate and they are taking chances they wouldn't normally take in terms of showing their hand, because they know they have zero chance of developing a vaccine inside Russia. They've gutted their research and development facilities over the years. The economy's in desperate trouble there. They feel as though we can't produce it. We're going to have to go out and steal it. It's not smart. They've been caught ham-handed, as you say. A better procedure for them would have been to go hat in hand to China, try and partner with China. But Russia, especially under Vladimir Putin, wants to continue to try and show the world that they're a, quote, superpower, unquote. And in fact, they're not. And this simply proves it.
UK, we have only 20 seconds, but the UK gave us a victory. They backed off subscribing to Huawei.
Yes.
So that's great, right?
It is. And let's hope some other allies get in line with us. And this goes back to our first conversation. If we're going to deal with China, we need to do it collectively.
Admiral James Stavridis, thanks so much. Follow him at AdmiralStav.com. Appreciate it. Ed Rollins next.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching news and fearless debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are on radio and podcasts, trending the stories you need anytime you want online. And Fox Nation, streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media, America's news, and much more. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day, hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with actor J.K. Simmons. Simmons joins Andy Samberg and Kristen Milioti for the new Hulu time loop comedy Palm Springs. He says the project stood out to him in many ways within this world of Groundhog Day-like films.
Yeah, I thought on paper it was really, really a clever take on this
sort of weird metaphysical idea and really mined it, not just for laughs, but the thing that might surprise audiences is, you know, how much you really get to care about these two characters. Well, three characters, I guess, including myself.
We spoke about whether the film can particularly resonate now.
It does have kind of a weird and interesting and fun connection to what a lot of us are going through right now, you know, that infinite loop of every day kind of is like the day before in some ways for a lot of us. But I don't think all of us are having quite as much fun with it as Niles.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching news and fearless debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are, on radio and podcasts, trending the stories you need anytime you want online. And Fox Nation, streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media, America's news, and much more. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In August of 1970, New York attorney Bella Abzug, one of the most outspoken leaders in the growing women's movement, gave testimony on the Equal Rights Amendment.
We felt this transcendent joy, for woman's life has been imminent, as Simone de Beauvoir did. It has never been completely human, because so few of us have had this great experience that all of us have had tonight, of creating in history, of taking the torch from those great women who won us the vote 50 years ago, and carrying that torch high so that it will shine on the lives not only of our daughters, but shines in our own faces in self-affirmation.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is Fox on Justice. Long before it even opened, it was the focus of one of the fiercest battles in the war between environmentalists and supporters of business development, the Dakota Access Pipeline. For 3 years now, bringing oil from Canada to the U.S., crossing through land where the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation gets its drinking water. There were demonstrations and court challenges as the oil flowed, but now a federal judge in Washington has ordered the pipeline shut for new reviews of the effect it's having on the environment. Activists from Al Gore to Greta Thunberg praise the ruling. But Ron Ness, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, says there's no reason for it. An environmental catastrophe has not happened.
The reality is it's got 3+ years now of safe operating procedures behind it.
An appeal is promised, but for now, the court has given the operators of the pipeline 30 days to shut it down. With Fox on Justice, Hank Wendlandt, Fox News.
In radio, you're with Brian Kilmeade.
We're going to win the election. When you look at Joe, he doesn't know what he's doing. Everybody knows it. He's been doing this for 47 years. Now all of a sudden he turned green. Okay, he turned green. He's become a greenie. And he's going to have all our businesses within a short period of time working off of a wind. We'll close up 90% of the factories in our country if they do that. And Texas will be out of business. We'll lose 10 million energy jobs. It's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Ed Rollins joins us now. He's seen a lot of crazy things in his great political career. A GOP consultant, currently co-chairman of a pro-Trump, Donald Trump super PAC called Great America. Ed, was the president right?
Crazy things, yes.
Well, obviously, if the energy plan becomes the big debate of this campaign, then I think Trump has a real advantage, as he does on just about anything on the economy. His problem right today is obviously he's had a very, very serious problem among women, which is not – he's not alone in that. Republicans have had problems with women voted before, but he's way down. He's 58% to about 35%. He's got to turn that around. He's got to basically at least knock 10 points off that. Equally as important, he's got to make sure, you know, he keeps talking about, I've got 98%, I got 95%, I got 92% of Republicans. There is some erosion among Republicans, and you got to make sure you've got the numbers of Republicans are diminishing, and you've got to make sure that you win 90%+, and you've got to make sure that right. The largest group of voters in America today are independents. They're a plurality of voters, and whoever wins over 50% of that vote usually wins the presidency. He's not doing as well there.
Bill Stepien takes over for Brad Parscale. Are you glad for this move?
I'm glad for this move for several reasons. Parscale had never run a campaign before. He took a lot of money out of this campaign. He's got a lot of, he may be a social media genius, but at the end of the day, Bill has run campaigns. He's worked with some of the best in the country. He's well-liked. He doesn't have a big ego. He's going to go in there and basically sit down and run the campaign. And he'll be in the headquarters. I mean, the problem with Parscale was he spent a lot of time in Florida, his new luxury home. And at the end of the day, you've got to be there every day. You've got to basically, you're the decision maker when you're the campaign manager. You've got to be there. You've got to be available. You have to lead by your example.
Now, do you think Jared will still be running the campaign? If so, he has no experience.
Well, I think Jared needs to be out of there. I mean, if I was Bill, I would insist I report directly to the president, not to the chief of staff or anybody else. I'd meet with the president a couple times a week and say, here's what we're doing, here's why we're doing it. If you have any objections to it or any thoughts about it, move forward. Jared has absolutely no experience, but of course he has no experience in anything he's trying to undertake. And if you look back over the last 3 or 4 years, he's tried a lot of things, but he hasn't accomplished it. But politics is something you need a little bit of experience, and the fact that you were there at the inaugural last time doesn't make you a campaign expert.
So are you okay with the president using the Rose Garden to talk about a campaign? And
Absolutely. I think this is an unusual election, obviously, because of all the sidebar stuff. He's got to communicate with the public. He likes rallies. He may not be able to have rallies. He wants a big convention. He may not be able to have a big convention. At the same time, he's just got to drive his message. He's an effective communicator. He's got to stay very focused on two things, I think. And he has a tendency to get off message pretty quickly. Right today, the American public cares deeply and worry every single day about this virus that is still like a wildfire. It's running rampant. He's got to basically either use his experts to talk about it or basically seem to be on top of it himself and not dismiss it. Secondly, he's got to get people back to work, get kids back in schools, and those are the things he needs to focus on. You know, he wants to go, obviously, fight in the cities and make sure everything is, there's lawlessness going on everywhere. That's a natural temptation to go in there. But that's not what's going to get him reelected. What's going to get him reelected is to get this economy moving again, or at least the premise that he is the guy that can get the economy moving again. And obviously that's where he gets the best marks. And secondly, that he cares deeply about this virus. He's going to eat through every element of the federal government at it. That doesn't mean he has to do press conferences every day. As a matter of fact, I'd argue against that. But use his expertise to talk about it and assist state and local who are obviously fighting this battle.
I mean, when you have the scientists say things as basic as wash your hands and wear a mask, what's the president going to add to that dialogue? Well, we looked at the numbers. They're going up in Texas. They're beginning to go down in Arizona. Okay, and so are you saying maybe bring back the daily briefing? Maybe don't bring on the question, leave after the question, before the questions?
I would argue don't have him there every day. It should never have been him, in my sense, is Cuomo had a pretty good run in New York with his daily briefings, and I think Trump attempted to do that. And they went from a 10-minute briefing every day to an hour, hour and a half lecture on a variety of things. This president needs to be very, very disciplined in what he talks about. He did it at the end of the campaign last year. He needs to be disciplined again. And that message has to be, we're going to get people back to work. We're going to get people well. We're going to do everything we can to make sure this virus is stopped. We're going to get our kids back in school. We're going to make sure they're safeguarded. And we're not going to put them in a situation that they can't, that they're going to get ill. But this thing is he's got to basically be a leader. And he has the ball. The reality is the president has the ball, and he can basically do a lot. The key thing here, I think, is they have underestimated their opponent from the beginning. This isn't about Joe Biden, and it isn't Hillary Clinton. It's not the 2000 race all over again. It's about him, and he's got to basically sell himself again to the American public that I can get this country moving again. I did it once. I'll do it again.
Interesting. You do not think you should do what Obama did to Romney and make him unelectable or attack him consistently? You don't think that they should do what Bush did to Kerry and say, remember reporting for duty, and then they looked at his military record and found huge holes in it? You're saying in this case, a weaker opponent, you say, but you do not think you should make Joe Biden answer for this left-wing agenda?
I would be happy to go after Joe Biden with surrogates and what have you, but the president has to get himself well again. And the reality is re-elections are always about the incumbent. And again, every election is different than the last one. And they still think they're running the last election against Hillary. But Joe Biden is not going to basically, because of the environment we live in, is not going to basically be the whole issue. The whole issue today is Donald Trump. Can Donald Trump get us back? He's got extraordinary negative remarks. And in a way, this is like George Bush's election, the senior, when he lost. I remember going in and having a conversation with him. My wife at the time was the highest ranking woman in the Bush White House. And I said to him, Mr. President, you're going to lose this thing. And there's a lot of unhappiness. And he said, are you kidding me? He said, Bill Clinton, he's a draft dodger. I was the commander in chief of the Gulf War. Well, the reality is he lost. And my sense is today, if the election were held today, Trump would be trounced. He's got 3.5 months to move. A lot of things are going to happen. Now, you got to build in that there's a lot of elections that are going to take place before Election Day. You're going to have a substantial mail-in vote, absentee vote, and you've got to build all that in. But the reality is you got to make sure your message is consistent. I'll get us back. Those guys aren't any good. Their policies are out of range. But he has to reconstruct himself in a positive way.
So he reconstructs himself, have surrogates take on Biden, but not don't bring up his intellect or his failings because too many seniors are saying he's making fun of me?
Absolutely, and equally as important, Trump's not perfect on the verbal front either. So the reality is all of Biden. This is what Mondale tried to do to Reagan when Reagan had a bad first debate. Well, he's too senile; he couldn't do this. All he had to do was stand up there and not drool in the second debate, and he turned it around. My sense is Joe Biden is smarter than they think he is, and he will be ready for the debates. You don't want to put everything on the debates. You want to put everything on your presidency. This is what I've done. This is what I will do. Look at what these people are going to be. If you have Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden leading this country, where are you going to take it? That's okay to have that kind of conversation, but you've got to get yourself built back up again.
So
right now, it's all about Trump.
It's all about Trump. Have you talked to him?
Nope.
Are you allowed to as a super PAC guy?
I'm not supposed to. At the end of the day, I talked to him on television or radio. And it doesn't matter if I was there. He's a guy who basically has lots of people talking to him. He does what he wants to do. And hopefully the new campaign manager will be able to have a dialogue with him and not have to go through the chief of staff, and not have to go through Jared Kushner. Neither of them are particularly adept at politics.
Mark May, so you're not impressed with Mark Meadows?
Well, he's a decent guy. I liked him when he was in the Congress, but he's certainly not taking charge of the job there. And the fact that you couldn't even handpick your successors, which you tried to do in a congressional district, there's a big difference between presidential politics and congressional politics. I've done both. Presidential is much bigger, much more effective, and he's got a big job there in the White House. We just get to top of that. My sense is Bill has as much experience, the new campaign manager, as much experience as anybody in there. I tried to suggest on Lou Dobbs last night, but he shot me down that the person in our party who knew more about women voters than anybody was Kellyanne. It was one of the
Kellyanne Conway.
Top-notch. not top-notch pollster for 25 years. She ought to not be running the campaign, but basically be giving an input on what's happening with women, because we don't get women back. We don't get suburban women back who get killed.
So, by the way, I brought that up. I said I watched out. This is exactly what I said on Fox and Friends 45 minutes ago. I said Ed Rollins was on, actually an hour and a half. I said Ed Rollins was on with Lou Dobbs, and he brought up Kellyanne Conway. I brought it up to her. And she says, well, I have a direct path to the president. I could talk to him directly. And you could tell she lit up. She would love the opportunity to have the influence that she had on the campaign, my opinion, just judging by her reaction. And she also sees a lot of mistakes that they're making.
But more experience than anybody. I mean, the reality is I'm not telling her to go in and run it, but basically have her go in and basically be someone who is adding a voice, very important voice, in the campaign.
Ed, they did this poll yesterday, and it came out, and I don't doubt it's wrong. They had a very unique question. Do you think that there are secret Trump voters? And 27% of people said yes, and then someone said another 15% said somewhat. There is this undercurrent belief that people don't say they're supporting the president because it brings up so much friction in people's lives. How much is this secret Trump voter going to factor in?
I've been hearing about secret voters forever. You just don't know. The pollsters don't get – when you do as many polls as we do, there's hundreds of polls being done every cycle in these days. What is it, 2%, 5%, 8%? I think what you're going to find, as the Wall Street Journal just found, there are secret non-Trump voters who are Republicans. They're Republicans who aren't going to vote for him, and they don't want to be out there saying they're not going to vote for him because you're assuming if you're Republican. So that's what they have to get back. You've got to have a 95-98% Republican vote, and then go after that independent. I think there's a lot of water ahead of us here in this campaign, and a lot can happen. But if the election were held today, a week from today, it'd get trounced. I said to you on your show a while ago, these are numbers I saw with Walter Mondale when I was running Reagan's campaign, and it scares me. And I think to a certain extent, I always, and I had a long conversation with Bannon last week, I always run scared. I don't quit until the day after election. Now you can't quit till a month after election because it may be a close election. It may be a long time before you get all the ballots counted. My sense is they assume Biden's a weak candidate and therefore going to run the same campaign. They're running against Hillary and they're going to win. That's a bad strategy.
But
you
got to
go out and you got to.
Just taking what you said as fact, that makes me think that by defining Biden and let him know what this country will look like this inner city, like these liberal mayors in Chicago, in Seattle, in Portland, and, of course, New York City. Let them know about the statues being taken down. They don't care about our history. And there's a candidate out there that's not really saying anything different, letting it go, not commenting on it. That, to me, shows those Republicans who might be on the fence because they don't like the president personally, I don't want that America. I could probably deal with this America, and I'll have influence.
The truth of the matter is if the protesters were not out there tearing the country apart, Trump wouldn't have a chance. My sense is he can't make his whole campaign about that because, again, he has to be out there. He has to be strong in law enforcement, and the cities and states aren't going to let you take it over. But the reality is you can certainly talk about the underlying issues that are here. This needs to be put to a stop. You've got to protect the lives of cops when they're out there on the beat. That's a good part of the strategy. But don't forget you've got to have some sensitivity to the virus and to the people that are on the front lines of the virus because, again, you lost older voters, which are your base. You've lost some evangelicals, which are obviously very important to you. You've lost women even worse than ever. You've got to get those people back, and you've got to work on those issues.
Ed, it sounds like you should be right in the middle of the fray. You're also a realist. Ed Rollins, a GOP consultant, he's actually running his own super PAC for Donald Trump called Great America. Ed, thanks so much. Always great.
My pleasure. Take care.
Always learn a ton. At Ed Rollins. Find out what he thinks if you want to write him directly. I'm going to come back and finish up with what's on your mind. 1-866-408-7669. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Expanding your knowledge base. It's Brian Kilmeade.
This is a paid advertisement for legal services sponsored by attorney Andrew Van Arsdale, San Diego, California. Attention Boy Scouts of America's sexual abuse survivors. The BSA has declared bankruptcy, which will ensure financial compensation for abuse survivors. But you must file your claim on or before November 16, 2020, or you may lose your rights to hold the Boy Scouts accountable forever. Thousands of men have joined Abused and Scouting in the past 18 months to stand up together and have their voices heard. The Boy Scouts of America have already taken your innocence from you. Do not let them take your opportunity for justice from you, too. If you were abused as a member of the Boy Scouts, your time to act is almost gone. Stand with us. Let your story be heard. And contact Abused and Scouting today for a free confidential consultation. Call us right now.
Call right now. 800-910-0724. 800-910-0724. 800-910-0724. That's 800-910-0724.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply. Men over 40, is your body feeling soft and not as lean? Are you losing your energy, drive, or even your passion? If so, you could be feeling the loss of growth hormone. The reality is, as early as 25, your natural production of GH begins to significantly slow down, which means you start slowing down. Well, listen to this. New GH Boost from Nugenix is the world's first and only non-prescription supplement that safely supercharges your body's GH production at night when it naturally occurs. Clinical studies show the ingredients in GH Boost can increase your body's own GH levels more than 100% in just the first 90 minutes. And right now, Nugenix is letting every man in America try a complimentary two-week sample by texting Fixer to 321-321 now. Get GH Boost and get your swagger back at the gym and in the bedroom. It's killing it at GNC. But you can only get your sample by texting Fixer to 321-321. That's F-I-X-E-R to 321-321. Text Fixer to 321-321.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A community that set up a thank you party for their beloved garbage men in Miami Beach makes today's Dean's List. Saul and Keon have never missed a day of work picking up the trash in their neighborhood. And recently, they were given a hero's welcome on their North Bay Road route. When their huge truck rolled down the street, there were dozens of residents who had gotten up early to line the street with signs and balloons, all to simply say, "We love you." Jennifer Elegant wanted to show her family's appreciation, so she was the one who organized the socially distancing surprise thank you celebration to honor the essential workers, whom she called extraordinary. Even the Miami Beach mayor, Dan Gelber, showed up to salute them because, he says, Saul and Keon do so much more than just pick up the trash. Saul and Keon, thank you for being such amazing human beings. You both made today's Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
Before the hit Broadway musical Hamilton came on the scene, most of what people knew about the first U.S. Treasury Secretary, Alexander Hamilton, was that his face was on the $10 bill and he was killed in a duel with a political rival. But now, a Kansas pastor wants people to also know about the faith-filled message of the show and Hamilton's own life.
So I think there just were so many moments in this story that were so powerful and that just connected with my experience as a human being. Whether it was a moment of grace that I saw on the stage, a moment of death, a moment of forgiveness, redemption.
Pastor Kevin Cloud has a music background and says the power of stories told through music is a powerful tool for faith. He's written a book about Hamilton's life and the religious experience of many who see the show.
I just think this show is absolutely filled with moments where the Spirit of God enters into these scenes, to these moments of Hamilton's life, and directly confronts our lives and challenges us to change the way that we live today.
To hear more, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at foxnews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
The talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
I'd also like to take this opportunity to give you a quick health update. I'm doing well. I've been continuing my treatment, and it is paying off, though it does fatigue me a great deal. My numbers are good. I'm feeling great. In fact, during the break from the studio, I even wrote a book that will be coming out July 21st. Once again, I can't wait to return to the studio and start recording shows for the new season in September.
You know, I was worried. I've never met him, but everyone feels like you know Alex Trebek. And I was worried when they said Alex Trebek has a statement. I said, oh, my goodness, because he's got stage 4 pancreatic cancer. And it's good news. He looks great. I saw the video. So that he's an American institution. I can't imagine somebody else ever doing that show. And one of the things they're going to do is show the very first episode that he hosted. And I think it's still top 3 syndicated shows in the country. Joe is listening in St. Roberts, Missouri. Joe.
Hello, Brian.
What's
on
your mind?
I just wanted to say that I think that Trump can't win unless he somehow reaches out to Democratic voters. All we hear from him is the radical left and the do-nothing Democrats. And after you hear that so many times for so long, you begin to feel like...
What you do is, I don't think he has a shot at the Democrats voters, but he's got independents and undecideds. Rob, Fox News Radio app, Rockland, New York. Rob.
Hey, what's going on?
What's in your mind?
I have a question. 2016, the polls were just as bad as they were now. I mean, I don't understand what the difference is now. Everybody's gloom and doom, saying he has no chance, he'd lose right now. The polls were the same back then. He wasn't doing that well. And I have an advice. I'm a lifelong Democrat. I voted for Obama twice, Clinton, and Trump's first one I voted for Republican. My advice to everybody out there is stop looking at what the man says and look at what the man does. What the man does, if Biden's in or if Trump's in. I mean, I don't know how you can't get a Democrat voter when you look at what Biden would do to the country or what the Democrats are doing to it now.
Yeah, just get on the other side of the pandemic and then make Biden accountable for what he would do and then let the American people make a choice. And then I think you're right. But the pandemic is overwhelming everything, and the president's got to just take it on. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. This ad is sponsored by the Ted O'Neill Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas. Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma is one of the most common cancers in the United States. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and were exposed to Roundup weed killer, you could be entitled to cash compensation. Bayer, the owner of Roundup, will pay more than $10 billion to cancer victims of weed killer Roundup. Call our weed killer cancer hotline now to see if you are entitled to cash compensation. Roundup has been one of the most commonly used herbicides in the U.S. If you or someone you love has been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and exposed to Roundup, call now. Our attorneys have the experience and specialize in fighting for everyday people to get you the compensation you deserve. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and were exposed to Roundup weed killer, even if the loved one has passed away, call 800-451-0571 now to see if you are entitled to compensation. But hurry, time is limited. Call 800-451-0571. 800-451-0571.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Although he was the Speaker of the House from 1971 to 1977, Democrat Carl Albert of Oklahoma served in Congress since 1947. In a 1990 interview, Albert gave his impression of President Harry Truman.
Harry Truman was the least educated president we had in my time, you know. But he had certain qualities that made him an unusual president. He was the most fearless government official that I've ever known. I remember one time some of us went down to talk to him about what we would like to have brought up through the years, and when he got through, he said, well, boys, I'll tell you, look at all this stuff, but he had a globe on his desk, globe of the world. He says, the only thing I'm really interested in is protecting that little globe.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra. President Trump joined the nation Saturday in remembering the death of Congressman John Lewis.
In a short statement on Twitter, President Trump said he was saddened to learn that Congressman John Lewis died. To honor Lewis, he ordered flags to fly at half-staff at the White House and all federal public buildings and grounds. Vice President Pence said even when he and Lewis differed on politics, John was always unfailingly kind. And White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany said Lewis leaves an enduring legacy that will never be forgotten. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, the Virginia man has been charged with cyber-stalking the mayor of Tulsa, Oklahoma, in an effort to stop a rally by President Trump last month. The 40-year-old Norfolk man sent emails and left voicemail messages to Mayor G.T. Bynum and his wife, harassing, threatening, and trying to intimidate Bynum into canceling the June 20th event. Police in Baltimore said there were at least six separate shootings overnight that left at least two people dead. The shootings took place early Friday evening through early Saturday and in various parts of the city. Federal regulators say the nation's four largest railroads should not be able to exclude all the details of their conversations from a lawsuit that challenges the way they set rates in the past.
Dozens of major companies filed lawsuits last year against Union Pacific, BNSF, CSX, and Norfolk Southern Railroads. The lawsuits say the railroads conspired to boost prices starting in 2003 by imposing coordinated fuel surcharges and pocketing billions of dollars in profits. The price-fixing allegations have been making their way through U.S. courts for years, with several companies filing similar lawsuits in 2007. The U.S. Justice Department says railroad discussions about rates for all traffic shouldn't be excluded. Jeremy House reporting.
More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085.
There's a new leader through three rounds of the Memorial Golf Tournament.
The fast greens were to John Rahm's liking Saturday as he took over the Memorial lead at Muirfield Village. Rahm began play one shot back before carding a 68, while previous co-leaders Ryan Palmer and Tony Finau shot 73s. Rahm now enjoys a four-shot edge heading into Sunday's final round. He took control with four straight birdies on the back nine before closing with consecutive pars. He can go to number one in the world for the first time with a victory Sunday, provided Rory McIlroy is not the runner-up. McIlroy currently is 10 shots back. I'm Dave Ferry.
Rick Reed, whose career as a big league umpire spanned three decades and included the classic 1991 World Series and two All-Star games, has died. Reed, who kept working the majors despite two strokes, died Thursday night. He was born in Detroit, and he was 70 years old. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. A woman gets a job as a dishwasher at a senior care facility so she can see her husband who has Alzheimer's.
Mary Daniel hasn't seen her husband for 114 days due to the coronavirus restrictions at the senior care facility where he lives. So when she was told she could see him if she worked there as a dishwasher, she seized the opportunity. Her husband Steve was diagnosed with Alzheimer's 7 years ago and moved into a care facility in Jacksonville, Florida last July. Daniel said in March, obviously everything changed. Patrick Foss reporting.
After a one-day respite, COVID-19 cases in the Australian state of Victoria have risen again, prompting a move that is going to make masks mandatory in the metropolitan Melbourne and nearby Shire of Mitchell. Health officials Sunday recorded 363 new cases in the past 24 hours. Two men and a woman in their 90s died, taking the national death toll to 122. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Your friendly oil change, Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in, which saves you time and money. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win.
and win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com and like us on Facebook. Or find Premier Oil Change in Wairika on Main Street behind the Valero Station. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Country, actually heard around the world. We got listeners from Kuwait to the UK to Australia. We truly appreciate it, especially because we're such a we're all going through the same thing on some level, and that's the pandemic. Whether you're a country like Japan who beat it back for now, or China who's denying that you ever had it or how it started, or Russia who is basically Vladimir Putin, despite his all his power and his thuggery, he's actually losing popularity in that country because of the horrible way in which they've handled this pandemic. And they deserve it because they mocked us. And we are knee deep in that. And that's what we're pretty much discovering. Geraldo is getting set to join us in a matter of moments. And we might have a special guest at the bottom of the hour. We'll see about that. 1-866-408-7669. Also, special thanks to Talkers Magazine. Every year they rank our top 100 most powerful, influential radio talk show host. And now we went from 98, I think, originally to 27 to 17. And last year, stunningly, we were 7. And this year we moved up to number 5. So number 5 is fantastic, and we truly appreciate it. So let's get to the big 3.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big 3.
Number 3.
How quickly this time could go between now and Election Day. Weeks go by very, very fast, and you have to try to win every single news cycle, every single day, and it's been a while since they could claim that over a week's time.
And that is the great Dana Perino talking about the Trump team making a move at the top to get the president 4 more years. Two things must happen. He must engage the virus. He must fight it out and define Joe Biden, breaking down what his America would look like. But can he? Will he?
Number 2.
We now have fewer people in our jails than any time since World War II. And we are safer for it and better for it.
That is the anything but great Mayor de Blasio. Is he trying to be incompetent, or does it just come naturally? Mayhem in our cities. It's being ignored by liberal mayors from New York to Oregon. I'll tell you how law enforcement can combine with the Trump administration to bring back sanity to our streets before it's too late.
Number 1.
We're looking on at least what we can do from a therapeutics and vaccine standpoint, yeah, and trying to make sure the American people are well informed, that we keep our schools safe, our communities safe. We've made a lot of progress, but there's still a lot of work to be done.
That is Mark Meadows. It's got to get better. From the testing to school openings to engagement and advancement, we have to get better living with this coronavirus as a country. And can our nation stop fighting each other and start fighting the pandemic in an election year? That's what I'm going to pose to the great Geraldo Rivera. Geraldo, do you think we could stop with knowing that 3 months we might have a new president or 4 more years with the same?
Stop what?
Stop fighting and start fighting the virus.
No. No, I don't think we can stop fighting. I think it is ingrained. I think that when you see how half of the country wants to defund cops and the other half wants to have cops stop this this spiking violence and disorder and anarchy, and I think the country is almost not irrevocably divided, but certainly for the rest of this election year, I think that there's really two Americas, and law and order is a perfect example of an issue. The people want to defund cops have an idea of law enforcement that is so obnoxiously untrue. Yes, there are plenty of faults within the world of policing, with 10 million encounters or 10 million arrests a year. But, my God, to throw out the baby with the bathwater and to defund cops and disband the units that are doing most of the arresting, I think it's absolutely suicidal. It's ridiculous. It's horrible. It's letting, a few loud mouths, alter public policy.
So,
I think the president should exploit the difference between Joe Biden's stance on law enforcement and law and order and his own, Brian.
Here is Mayor de Blasio yesterday. Tell me if this makes you feel better. Cut 16.
We now have fewer people in our jails than any time since World War II. And we are safer for it and better for it.
I don't know where the hell he gets a statement like that. I just don't understand it. With shootings up in triple digits and murders up in triple digits, and he says the city is safer than it's ever been because the jails have been emptied due to COVID-19 or the bail reform, I think is an example of an absolute disconnect with reality. Mayor de Blasio is so loathed by police officers. When you think of the relationship between cops and the mayor during Rudy Giuliani's tenure, during Michael Bloomberg's tenure, how the mayor and the cops worked hand in hand to make New York the safest city, big city on earth. And now to watch cops getting clubbed on the Brooklyn Bridge. I went to Brooklyn Law School, the shadow of the Brooklyn Bridge. I have cops getting clubbed in the head. I'm thankful that they arrested three of the thugs that did that yesterday. But, I mean, there is a disrespect, Brian, that never existed during my formative years. The cops were always held in a bit of awe. Yes, of course, sometimes there's bad cops, and particularly, specific challenges when there's a black man encountering a cop. But for centuries, we've needed cops, and for generations, we've looked to our police forces to maintain law and order and giving people a chance at a life. When you take a toddler and kill a toddler in the crossfire, I mean, and then say cops are bad when it's guns and thugs and hoodlums and criminal. I get very frustrated, Brian, because we have to embrace cops. We have to show them support. The 99% of them are good people who just want to do a good job and go home safely to their families, Brian.
They foment hatred. They don't try and help us move forward. I have been fighting with them for years. And they have been fighting with our police leadership for years. They attacked Jimmy O'Neill viciously. They've attacked Dermot Shea. They don't try to create anything good. They only try and tear down, which is why I have no respect for the leadership of the SBA.
So he's talking about Ed Mullins and company, who are critical of him because he's destroyed the police department by really emasculating them. And that's his answer to that. And remember, they turn their back when he walks in to visit slain officers or wounded officers. They can't stand him. What do you do, Geraldo, if you're Dermot Shea? You know that he's been hamstrung, but yet do you quit on the job?
I think that there's several things, because you mentioned Ed Mullins, the head of the Sergeants Benevolent Association in New York. Ed is, I love him, but he's a politician, and there's a lot of politicians in the various police unions. But politicians have mustered the support of more than 1,000 police organizations, which includes obviously the rank and file that put the PBA officials in place. More than 1,000 of them, the National Association of Police Organizations, in the last couple of days have endorsed Donald Trump for re-election. They did not endorse any candidate in 2016. Now all these cops, 900,000 strong, plus their spouses, and they all vote, or most of them vote, are voting for Donald Trump. And it's Joe Biden and the Democrats' fault because of their reckless rhetoric, because they've taken what are, agreed that there are abuses, but they've taken these abuses and exaggerated them and magnified them and repeated them and trumpeted them to the extent that they've beaten down the ordinary cop, the regular cop on the job.
Right.
They've fostered disrespect in the community. It is absolutely inconceivable in my day in New York that someone would feel in the public, in open public with people watching that they could club a cop in the head with a baseball bat. That could never happen in years past.
No question. Gotcha.
But de Blasio, to say he was safer than ever, he's smoking something that they found in Rikers.
Perhaps. And we got to find a way out of this. The other thing that's happening is you look at Seattle, you look at Portland, and it's totally out of control. And the police are trying to reestablish themselves. But if you want to know the difference in thinking and mindset among Democrats and Republicans, look at this guy, Congressman Jay Powell, who is a big supporter of Bernie Sanders. He sees the embarrassment that happened in Seattle. He actually said the takeover was a good thing. Cut 26.
I am a full believer in the right to protest and dissent, and Seattle has a long history of that. As you know, Bob, we were the site of the WTO protests. We have had several occupations of buildings in and around Seattle, and it's been a very effective tactic. And I think that the anger that was a part of that really stemmed from the militaristic response that our police force had.
So when the police got angry that they took over the precinct and were told to by a lawmaker or lawmakers and the mayor, they're upset at the police being angry at them taking over a building. And she thinks it's a good thing.
Like I said, I don't know what she's smoking, but the problem, particularly in Portland and Seattle, they reference the old WTO riots of 1999, the Battle of Seattle. In those days, the Antifa-type professional agitators could easily provoke cops to an aggressive response, tear gas, billy clubs, whatever it is. Nowadays, the cops are much harder to provoke. But because the cops are much harder to provoke, the aggravating manifestations, what the demonstrators are trying to do, has gotten so egregiously violent. They use ball bearings. They use lasers at night and shine them in the cops' eyes as if they were being targeted. They use the cherry bombs and all the big fireworks that are like grenades, and some of the big ones, the M-80s and so forth, they throw them at the cops. They know that to provoke the cops nowadays, and they come to these demonstrations with milk, with helmets, with their own body armor, these agitators. They know that they have to go over and above. They've got to bust in windows. They've got to cause as much disruption as they possibly can, stop traffic and so forth. And there's an escalating level of violence that is undeniable. And these demonstrators, they don't even know George Floyd's name. It's nothing about that. It's about being professionally disruptive, making government dysfunction, and for elected leaders to say what that person said about had turned out to be a good thing is someone who absolutely disregards the rights of the owners of the property and the businesses in the community and the homeowners. It is it's a flagrant disregard for the ordinary, normal, reasonable life that ordinary people have, and shame on them, Ryan.
All right. He is Geraldo Rivera, and he now can officially start his weekend unless Sean Hannity makes him do his show.
No. I hang up the phone now, and that's it.
And that's
then
it? All right. Geraldo, by the way, on our rundown, you have no last name. It just says Geraldo. Is that okay with you?
Me and Lassie.
That's true. And Cher. Don't forget about
right.
that.
And Elvis, right.
All right, go get him, Geraldo. Thanks so much.
All right, thanks, Brian. Thanks.
You got it. 1-866-408-7669. When we come back, why I believe going back to school is pure politics, and it's not about the kids. I got proof.
Both sides, all opinions. It's Brian Kilmeade.
This is a paid advertisement for legal services sponsored by attorney Andrew Van Arsdale, San Diego, California.
If you were sexually abused as a member of the Boy Scouts, please listen up, as this message is for you. Hi, I'm attorney Andrew Van Arsdale, and my firm represents thousands of former Scouts who have had the courage to take a stand and demand the Boy Scouts of America be held accountable for the horrific acts of sexual abuse which occurred under their watch. As many of you know, for decades, the Boy Scouts admitted numerous child molesters into their organization. There is simply no excuse for allowing this to happen, and although it's long overdue, we finally have a chance at justice. The Boy Scouts of America have filed for bankruptcy, which means you must come forward to file a claim before November 16th, or you may lose your right to hold them accountable forever. Do not hold on to this secret any longer. Call Abuse and Scouting right now for a free confidential consultation.
Call right now, 800-567-5977, 800-567-5977, 800-567-5977. That's 800-567-5977.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply. Men over 40, is your body feeling soft and not as lean? Are you losing your energy, drive, or even your passion? If so, you could be feeling the loss of growth hormone. The reality is, as early as 25, your natural production of GH begins to significantly slow down, which means you start slowing down. Well, listen to this. New GH Boost from Nugenix is the world's first and only non-prescription supplement that safely supercharges your body's GH production at night when it naturally occurs. Clinical studies show the ingredients in GH Boost can increase your body's own GH levels more than 100% in just the first 90 minutes. And right now, Nugenix is letting every man in America try a complimentary two-week sample by texting Fixer to 321-321 now. Get GH Boost and get your swagger back at the gym and in the bedroom. It's killing it at GNC. But you can only get your sample by texting Fixer to 321-321. That's F-I-X-E-R to 321-321. Text Fixer to 321-321.
This is Fox on Justice. There are laws against discrimination in housing. An owner or landlord may not deny housing to someone based on race or other factors. Likewise, you can't advertise for certain kinds of people. But a new lawsuit alleges unscrupulous property management companies find ways of getting around this as a way to keep older people out of their buildings. The suit was filed by the Housing Rights Initiative. They claim certain properties are aiming for a young, hip vibe, and when they advertise on Facebook, the lawsuit says no one over 50 would see the ads. Facebook is not charged in the lawsuit, but it knows the birth dates of users, and there have been complaints that the age of users is a targeting tool for advertisers. The lawyers say the real estate companies manage hundreds of thousands of properties nationwide and paid Facebook to keep the ads from being seen by older users. At least one of the companies named says the suit has no merit. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with cast members of the new Netflix series, The Babysitter's Club. Stars Mamona Tamana and Sophie Grace spoke about how the show brings a modern-day update to the beloved books.
It's so cool to bring, like, a whole new generation to The Babysitter's Club books.
Everyone involved in the show really managed to keep the timeless essence of The Babysitter's Club.
In the new TV series, Grace plays Christy Thomas, a middle schooler who starts a babysitting business with her friends in Stony Brook, Connecticut, along with promoting friendship and female empowerment. The show also addresses heavy topics.
There's a lot of things like family issues, like Christy's family is going through a divorce and remarrying.
The new group is even more diverse, with Malia Baker's character Marianne being biracial, and Dawn, played by Sochi Gomez, is now Latina.
I hardly grew up, you know, seeing anybody who looked like me. Black girls on screen are often portrayed as the mean girls, as sassy or ratchet or ghetto, but Marianne is the complete opposite.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Baltimore Orioles shortstop Cal Ripken Jr., the Iron Man, broke the record for most consecutive games played, 2,131. The record had been held for 56 years before that by Lou Gehrig.
Well, you know, I see myself as someone that was very lucky and had a good career, and I think that I'm pretty good. I mean, I don't put myself all the way down and not think that I've had a pretty significant career. I've enjoyed being in the presence of all the great players and this collection of players. I sat and talked to Henry Aaron a long time and really enjoyed talking to Kirk Gibson and Pete Rose. I just enjoy being in the environment. Maybe when I get older and you start to look back, you may have a historical view of your career. But right now, I just see myself as a guy that was lucky enough to play baseball for a long time.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
He's
so busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Children are the cooling rods of this reaction, and they don't get the virus at all very often, and they tend to be not very infectious, and they don't transmit it. And so in some weird way, it's good that they're around. And the people that are vulnerable are just what you said. But the teachers don't want to do that because that would mean that the economy would be fully operative. They wouldn't have a political agenda, and we would get back to normal. They're getting paid now not to teach, and everybody knows it. And the people who have to pay their salaries, the taxpayers, don't have that luxury. So it's very selfish what they're doing. And again, it's ironic because the progressive teachers are always lecturing us on let's follow the science. The science is clear from Scandinavia, Switzerland, China, that children are not the problem. It's just who you talked about, people my age over 60. And we can treat them without shutting down the entire economy and school system.
He works in Silicon Valley on the Hoover Institute. Victor Davis Hanson weighing in on with me with Tucker last night, lucky enough to fill in there, and talking about the fact that we should be getting kids back in school like those other countries he mentioned. But here's the problem, unions. And what do I say about that? It's not subtle. Union demands to go back to school. Privately operated, publicly funded charter schools need to be shut down. Medicare for all? Really? Housing for homeless, fully funded, financial support for undocumented students and families, and they want $500 billion. Are you nuts? Are you telling me you're there for the kids? I'm not saying the teachers aren't great. I'm saying their union is terrible, and it's all politics. Dave is listening on the Fox News Radio app in California. Dave.
Hey, Brian. I was just curious about, you know, everybody's saying about the women vote. I don't know what the hell they want Trump to do. He's giving them child care things. The economy helps him just as much as it does anybody else. The police are backing him up now. So now they have protection. What do they want the man to do?
Well, they feel as though his crass ways and talking so bluntly in different areas and not being zoned in more on the virus and showing empathy is a turnoff for them.
Well, he's not marrying them. He didn't want to marry them. They don't want to marry them. I don't get it. I mean, the guy's doing great.
So, Dave, listen, I'm just telling you what the stats say. And Ed Rollins wants the president to win. And he wants a change. He wants to see them change in a direction. And it's really got to come from the candidate. But when you have somebody that wants Trump to win and says that, there's no reason to be defensive about it. He's been doing it for 50 years. He's had a lot of successes, and he's had failures. Mike Huckabee, Ross Perot have been failures. Bush 41 the first time, Ronald Reagan twice. Those are his outstanding successes. Phil, listening on KCRS in Midland, Texas. Phil.
Brian, I guess I have to echo the guy that was just on. I mean, I love listening to Victor David Hanson, so great he was on. But I am discouraged by listening to, Ed Rollins. You know, and the guy that I just lost the thought of who the guy was on yesterday with you, the guy with the whiteboard. But I mean, the president has done everything. He shut down the country. He was called a racist. You know, I think he should run on the economy, making it great again, because it isn't great right now. It's not his responsibility. All I'm saying is I am frustrated by listening to Ed Rollins and things like that, because the polls are not accurate, Brian. They're just not.
Okay, we'll see. Listen, America's a much better place with President Trump, with all his problems as president, than where Joe Biden's going to bring it. So the president's got to do two things. Get ahead of the pandemic, once in a generation pandemic, and also define Joe Biden simultaneously, and he's a one-man army. Don in Missouri. Don.
Yeah. Hey, Brian. Hey, I was wondering why they don't create a database for this
hydroxychloroquine.
People that have been on it for an extended amount of time and find out how many have tested positive for that.
I know.
And also,
I'm working on that. And I will say this. The studies show you get to it early, you combine it with zinc, and it works. So it was all pure politics that sidelined it to begin with. Now is the beginning of the fallout and of friction with Anthony Fauci and the president. When we come back, we might have a surprise guest, but more importantly, within 15 minutes, you're going to be back on the line. Brian Kilmeade Show.
We'll be right back.
Did you hear the news? Now you can. With instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa. Breaking stories and top headlines. Daily coronavirus developments. The economy and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News. America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest, when you need it, on demand, from Fox News and Amazon Alexa. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, Getting Schooled with Abby Hornacek.
The host of Making Money with Charles Payne. Have you been surprised at all by the movement of the market?
The initial plunge caught me off guard. It was certainly more than I anticipated, but I wasn't surprised at the rebound, and that's because of why our economy hit the skids. We voluntarily shut it down. This is more like a natural disaster, not a man-made disaster.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Class dismissed.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching news and fearless debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are, on radio and podcasts, trending the stories you need anytime you want online. And Fox Nation, streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media, America's news, and much more. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day, hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching news and fearless debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are, on radio and podcasts, trending the stories you need anytime you want online. And Fox Nation, streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media, America's news, and much more. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day, hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1993.
Our democracy must be not only the envy of the world, but the engine of our own renewal. There is nothing wrong with America that cannot be cured by what is right with America.
At 12:18 this afternoon, we got a call for a report of explosion in the basement of 3 World Trade Center.
I was blown across the room. Everything went black. It felt like a tomb. Then the lights came on, safety lights, so we ran out just trying to find a way out.
It took like 2 hours to get down. People were passing out, and it was horrible.
Ladies and gentlemen, the time for peace has come.
On July 2nd, 1991, I had sexual relations with Amy Fisher at the Freeport Motel.
News as it happened then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
An uplifting moment from Woodstock, Georgia, that went viral on social media, makes today's Dean's List. 5-year-old Camden Hansen lives with a brain condition that limits his ability to move. He recently took his first steps and celebrated with his proud mom. Mandy Hansen shared the video of her son walking across the family's living room on Twitter on a Saturday morning. By Monday afternoon, it had received more than 6.9 million views. She wrote, "Since we all could use a little happiness in our lives, my youngest son is physically handicapped, but today he finally took independent steps. Hashtag my hero, never give up." His mom wrote, "We hope Camden's story spreads a message of hope and inclusion while serving as an inspiration to millions of families around the world who are struggling with the challenges of raising a special needs child. Camden, you are amazing and bring hope to all of us. You made the Dean's List." Janice Dean, Fox News.
is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
The animosity towards the police right now. That really is probably the biggest thing that we're seeing. There's a feeling on the street that the police can't enforce the laws like they did in the past. Mm-hmm. And it's important for us to get communities out there saying, no, we want the police to do this. We want the police in our neighborhoods. We support the police. And that'll help build the morale for our cops back up, which is so important.
Well, is the morale bad? Pretty obviously. And that was Terrence Monahan, who thought he broke his finger, but did get hit in the head during an altercation on the Brooklyn Bridge when they were marching for unity with other African-American clerical leaders. It didn't go well. They were confronted by a group who were caught on video grabbing bats about a block away. Hawk Newsom joins us now, co-founded Black Lives Matter in the greater New York area. You saw him on with Martha McCallum, then with Chris Wallace. So I'm his third favorite Fox guy as of right now. Maybe I can go up in his rankings. Hawk, welcome to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Hawk, first off, would you agree with Terrence Monahan that right now there's a lot of animosity towards police right now in New York more than ever?
Here's the problem. Cops have screwed up a lot. And now that they're being reprimanded on both sides. You had Tim Scott, you know, on the Republican side saying, you know what, cops aren't doing what they need to do. Things need to change. You have Democrats saying cops aren't doing what they need to do. Things need to be changed. And what are they doing? They're responding like a bunch of big babies. They're whining. They're complaining. Oh, our morale is low. Oh, I'm sad. People don't have faith in us. I believe in the Bible it says, gird up thy loins. Well, I challenge police across the country to gird up their loins and accept the fact they've done wrong and correct it instead of digging their heels in and crying.
Hawk, just to give an idea, this was the safest big city in the country. What do you mean they've been screwing up?
Well, if you look at New York City and you think about the most highly publicized cases of police brutality, then you'll understand what I'm talking about. We're talking about Abner Wima, a police officer, sodomized him with a plunger, stuck the same plunger in his mouth. Eric Garner, who we all saw choked to death on camera. And you had NYPD brass coming out and saying that Daniel Pantaleo was wrong for choking him. You had Anthony Baez, who was choked to death in the streets, unarmed. You have the white kid, the homeless white kid who was just beat unmercifully until he had blood coming out of his ears on the subway last week. Like let's not live under any delusions. You can enforce the law and obey the law at the same time. Now if we start talking about safety first, then we might as well throw the Constitution out the window.
Well, okay? I don't know what you mean by that, but I will say this. How many interactions do you think in New York alone cops have with everyday people? And then you point out these situations, many of which paid the price with prison and back. And you're going back 20, 25 years, paying high-profile cases. So,
yeah.
So you think the cops are the main problem. You don't think those are aberrations? Those things you're listening.
Here is the problem. I despise the fact that look, it's two men. Can we talk?
What am I sensationalizing?
Can we talk as two people who care about New York? What we're talking about is people who are being hurt by the police, and most of these police officers do not go to jail when they hurt people. You had two NYPD officers who raped a woman a couple years ago. They didn't go to jail. You have a police officer who's been running cocaine with El Chapo's cartel. He's facing charges. The cop that killed Eric Garner didn't go to jail. The cop that killed Sean Bell the night before his wedding didn't go to jail. So what I'm saying to you is, if we're talking about a doctor who's operating on people and he's killing people, we don't just give him a pass. We look at the facts and we say, hey, this doctor was negligent.
Good point. And I'll take that example, Hawk. What if I'm a doctor and 99% of my patients will write a letter of recommendation and it comes out great? And and they choose to focus on the 1% that go terrible. And they have examples of unwarranted death that could have been saved. You could focus on the 1%, but the 99% that are giving people directions, that are making sure neighborhoods are safe in working class neighborhoods. I think to characterize the cops the way you characterize them, I think that's more sensationalistic than any question I asked.
I beg to differ with you, sir, because I actually pay attention to these meetings. I've met with New York City's comptroller, Scott Stringer, and I look at the tens of millions of dollars that we, the taxpayers, have to pay because of police misconduct. That's every year. You know how much money we're paying because of this? And then when they go out and they beat the crap out of someone, we fought in protest, and then we have to spend many more millions on overtime. Like these are
– okay.
Let's be honest here.
I'll be honest with you. Hawk,
people.
You want them to be perfect. I don't think any walk of life they're perfect. I don't think the teachers are perfect, but I think most of them are great. I don't think that politicians are anything close to perfect, but we do have some great ones. But when you look at the cops, I don't look at them as the problem. Let me ask you this though.
Let me tell you a story about some cops.
I did hear your illustrations, and they're all over the newspapers. But can I ask you for your situation in Black Lives Matter? What is the mandate of Black Lives Matter? Is it for racial equity? Is it for law enforcement reconfiguration? Do you want to restructure American society? What is the mission?
I want the liberation of black people, which looks like the end of systemic racism, okay? You have to understand that systemic racism is real. Just because a person like Donald Trump calls something fake news, it doesn't mean it's untrue. Can we take a break and listen to the scholars? Can we take a break and listen to the experts in the field? Now, you can't have someone like the president who says that police are perfect and then turns around and passes the First Step Act. If mass incarceration is bad, you have to look at who filled up the jails with those people, and those were the police, okay? You have to look at the judiciary system that punishes blacks for the same crime that they commit as white people with similar records and harsher rates. Have to look at numbers.
See, I hear you, and I also know you have a diverse background. Don't you have a degree at Columbia?
No, man, please. You think they let me into an Ivy League school? I went to I was a high school dropout. I have a business degree and I have a law degree.
Okay. How'd you get a law degree and drop out of high school?
I played a little basketball and I went back, took my GED, and I went off and played ball in college. After college, I went and worked for the Bronx District Attorney's Office as a paralegal and then as their special projects coordinator. So I know what it's like from a law enforcement perspective, and I know what it's like from a citizen's perspective. So, I'm not just someone who's running around.
So, Hawk, if you're making the country better, I hear you. I know your background. If anyone wants to minimize who you are and your background, they're going up the wrong tree. No one's ever going to question that you go to school on this stuff. And you're not just yelling out slogans in a bullhorn. You want to get into debate. That's why I find it so intriguing. I'm so glad you're on. But I just want to ask you some basic questions.
Sure.
When it comes to Black Lives Matter, people, I don't know anybody that doesn't want racial justice. There's people way left or way right that might have some deep embedded racial qualities that I don't think they even quantify. Everyone wants to level the playing field. Do you approach this as a I want to make the country better, or do you want to destroy the country?
Let me tell you something. I am in an abusive relationship with America. I love this country, but this country doesn't love my people.
They do.
I lost friends in 9/11. I have close relatives, first cousins, who are majors in the armed forces. I have cousins who work for the Department of Homeland Security. I have cousins who worked on nuclear submarines.
Gotcha.
Okay.
And like, so you love the country. You don't feel the country loves you back.
Well, they put us in chains. Our neighborhoods are dilapidated. There's a lack of financial opportunity. Our schools are failing. I just don't see the love. And,
well,
and let me tell you something. Let me tell you something really quick. I know how you feel, but my inbox is full of Fox viewers calling me the N-word, calling me monkey,
not.
And threatening my life.
When you told Martha you wanted to burn the country down, that really threw people. Then I watched you with Major Garrett on his podcast, and I said I'd love to have the same amount of time, but unfortunately, I'm up against a break. I want to play Terry Crews to you.
Major's my man. Major's my man.
Yeah, he was great. He's a great guy. I used to work here. Here's Marcus Wiley. I want you to hear Marcus Wiley just talk about Black Lives Matter, and tell me if you don't know out there who he is, outstanding sportscaster, football player.
There's a problem with when you start to go down this road of the freedom of expression, freedom of speech, how much social space is allowed for those who don't support in that same space. We know what identity politics does. It divides and it polarizes. I don't know how many people really look into the mission statement of Black Lives Matter. Being a father and a husband, that's my mission in life right now. How do I reconcile that with this mission statement that says, quote, we dismantle the patriarchal practice. We disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family structure requirement. I respect what you're protesting for, but will you respect others who don't support that same protest?
So, Marcus, did Marcellus misconstrue your mission statement?
Well, we at Black Lives Matter Greater New York, we have a different mission statement. As you all know, we are an independent organization that is one of the most affected organizations in the country. We negotiated with Governor Cuomo and had four pieces of common sense legislation passed. If people go to blackopportunities.com, they can see our legislative recommendations and some of the bills we drafted. Like, we're not just out here screaming, saying, hey, change the world. No, we're giving people common sense steps. Here's something
Can I just ask you this? Are you against the nuclear family?
Listen, let me tell you something. I am a cisgendered man. I am a Christian. What I'm against is this patriarchal system that oppresses women. It's BS and it's crap. Okay.
What do you mean?
Women should have equal representation in business and in government. There's no reason that women should be so grossly underpaid.
That's all right, so you're for equal pay for that, but you're not against the nuclear family. You're not anti-family.
Let me tell you something. How could I be anti-family when I have two beautiful black children that your viewers threaten? Okay? Like, how could I be against that? But at the same time, my Bible says, judge not lest ye be judged. So I don't care who people have sex with. I don't care who people marry because I am not God. Let people live their lives. We have enough things to worry about than to worry about.
I think we're past that same-sex marriage. I think that's 8-10 years ago. We get it. But let me ask you this: when you look at our country right now, do you believe that we have made progress since, let's say, even the 1960s? Do you see a lot of progress and a lot of hope?
See, here's the thing. I don't see enough progress, okay? I, like I said before, am a patriot who believes in the American dream, which has turned into the American nightmare for black people, for brown people, and for all poor people.
We had a black president of the United States. The most respected person in the country is Oprah Winfrey. The two hottest personalities in my lifetime have been Michael Jordan and Muhammad Ali. Are they aberrations?
Okay, you're talking to me about black athletes. Talk to me about black greats. Okay, like we are so much more. We have so many more contributions to add than through sports and entertainment.
True, but I'm just giving you an example of success in America.
Okay, I'll tell you like this. None of us are good until we're all good, okay? You must realize that when black people get their rights, Everyone gets rights. Black people get to ride it at the front of the bus. Everyone gets to ride at the front of the bus. Black people break barriers in education. That opens up the door for everyone. A lot of people don't realize, and they always throw MLK at me, Martin Luther King Jr., Martin Luther King Jr., Martin Luther King Jr. You realize that people called Martin Luther King a terrorist in his time. They called him a communist in his time. But now we caught this social amnesia, and we don't remember how much Dr. King was hated. Just like Black Lives Matter has been vilified, it's become a talking point for conservatives to say, hey, these people are wrong. What's wrong with change? Show me the laws that have been passed that are wrong. You look at defunding the police. Do you know what we're saying when we say defund the police? Invest that money in things that we, in organizations that we call violence interrupters.
Well,
if you look at
and we'll have to get into that at a different time, Hawk. I'm up against a hard break.
If you look at the math, these violence interrupters do a better job at keeping communities safe than police.
I've never seen it practically apply, but I will say this. Martin Luther King, I looked it up. He left the second most. We closed the century. He was the second most respected person after Mother Teresa in America at the close of 2000. But you're right. He had 38% approval in the 1960s.
Hawk,
thanks so much.
The American government for killing him, they were found guilty in a lawsuit.
The government didn't kill him. Some lunatic killed him. Hawk, thanks so much. To be continued.
Both sides, all opinions. It's Brian Kilmeade.
If consistent weekly income, sleeping like a baby during these crazy markets, and only spending 20 minutes a week at your computer is your thing, well, it's time you discovered the Money Press. Hi, it's Preston James. You see, the Money Press uses the new weekly options and market forces already taking place to create your very own growth and income printing press. Check out the real proof from my real brokerage account. Go to paycheckproof.com. That's paycheckproof.com. You'll be able to watch a 7-minute video detailing how it's done. The best part is you can start small and go at your own pace. If making an extra $3,000 to $5,000 per month has prevented you from being able to retire, you definitely need to know about the Money Press. Even if you've been frustrated and unlucky in the past, let me prove it to you now. Go to paycheckproof.com to see the video. That's paycheckproof.com. Now, you won't find any photos of rented private jets or any talk about day trading penny stocks. Just the real proof. See you at paycheckproof.com.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. This ad is sponsored by the Ted O'Neill Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas. Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma is one of the most common cancers in the United States. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and were exposed to Roundup weed killer, you could be entitled to cash compensation. Bayer, the owner of Roundup, will pay more than $10 billion to cancer victims of weed killer Roundup. Call our weed killer cancer hotline now to see if you are entitled to cash compensation. Roundup has been one of the most commonly used herbicides in the U.S. If you or someone you love has been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and exposed to Roundup, call now. Our attorneys have the experience and specialize in fighting for everyday people to get you the compensation you deserve. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and were exposed to Roundup weed killer, even if the loved one has passed away, call 800-451-0571 now to see if you are entitled to compensation. But hurry, time is limited. Call 800-451-0571. 800-451-0571.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. Plus, when you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. That's not all. Hear your favorite podcasts from Dana Perino, Bill Hemmer, Martha McCallum, Brett Baer, and many more. Just hit schedule, set your alarm, and click listen. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today. America's listening to Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Download and listen to The Untold Story with Martha McCallum.
Him and my coworker were yelling when my coworker had opened the door and they were having kind of a verbal altercation. But I was like, what can we do for you? But, like, please don't do this. Like, our community relies on us. And he was like, you don't need to be afraid. And he put his hand on my shoulder. And I'm so sorry that you're afraid every day.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. Did you hear the news? Now you can. With instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa. Breaking stories and top headlines. Daily coronavirus developments. The economy and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News. America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest when you need it on demand from Fox News and Amazon Alexa. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, Getting Schooled with Abby Hornacek.
The host of Making Money with Charles Payne. Have you been surprised at all by the movement of the market?
The initial plunge caught me off guard. It was certainly more than I anticipated, but I wasn't surprised at the rebound. And that's because of why our economy hit the skids. We voluntarily shut it down. This is more like the natural disaster, not a man-made disaster.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Class dismissed.
To your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
By the way, Brian's gotten a lot better, right? Brian was a 7, and he's getting close to 10 territory.
Little did he know how right the president was. What rally was that from? Do you remember where that was from, Eric or Allison? He likes to rate me all the time. But to me, I don't want to be a 10 with the president because I need to be... fair and balanced about the whole thing, or else your compliments mean nothing if everything he does is great or bad on the other way. So listen, it's really good news. Just wanted a special thank you to Talkers Magazine, the most influential magazine in radio and podcasting and audio in particular. We went from nowhere to top five in the country, only ahead of us is Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, Dave Ramsey, and Mark Levin. And thanks so much.
This is a paid advertisement for legal services sponsored by attorney Andrew Van Arsdale, San Diego, California. Attention, Boy Scouts of America's sexual abuse survivors. The BSA has declared bankruptcy, which will ensure financial compensation for abuse survivors. But you must file your claim on or before November 16, 2020, or you may lose your rights to hold the Boy Scouts accountable forever. Thousands of men have joined Abused and Scouting in the past 18 months to stand up together and have their voices heard. The Boy Scouts of America have already taken your innocence from you. Do not let them take your opportunity for justice from you, too. If you were abused as a member of the Boy Scouts, your time to act is almost gone. Stand with us, let your story be heard, and contact Abused and Scouting today for a free confidential consultation. Call us right now.
Call right now, 800-910-0724, 800-910-0724, 800-910-0724. That's 800-910-0724.
Historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
American playwright Tennessee Williams, who grew up in the Deep South, died in 1983. He won the Pulitzer Prize for drama for A Streetcar Named Desire in 1948 and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof in 1955. Here, Tennessee Williams explains where he gets the inspiration for his character development.
I have always been more interested in my own kind of people, you know, people that have problems, people that have to fight for their reason, you know, the people that, to whom, you know, the impact of life and experience from day to day, night to night is difficult, and people who come close to cracking and all that. That's my world. Those are my people. And I must write about the people I know.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.